Blog Talk Radio.
On a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
One, two, three, four.
new banger.
Take some calls on the request line.
yours. The world is yours.
United of America.
Damn easy.
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Truly am I wrong.
United of America.
King Square.
Stand up.
Then blessings rained down and everything got right. I never saw this much money in my life. I got people to see, I might take flight. Nah, I let the world come to me. If they really wanna see the Cam BZ, some of the same places you know that I grew up. In the docks, on the blocks, we know that you threw up. We're talking about black infrastructure, the return of Black Wall Street, that other shit for suckers. I salute all my sisters and my brothers that practice unification, stand for one another. United Hood, the noble clique of Robin Hoods, reestablish Commonwealth back where it should. We're trying to lead our people out of hell. It's already been written that hustle shall prevail, yeah. Every day trying to catch up with dollar signs, and at the same time trying to avoid a major crime, and trying to find a way to be kind. We do have time, but not enough time to go. This is the hustle.
Yeah, the hustle. The hustle put me in the game and put them chips up in my pocket and made me swerve into the fast lane. I'm shooting off like a rocket, it ain't no stopping. I'm punching every clock and touching every block. I'm getting up out of poverty and can't let it follow me. I'm the rest of the rest, unless I get it misconstrued. You can't contain what's catastrophic. You can't shoot back without a target. The hustle in me is fatty deep. You can chop me down, but I still got seeds. I play around, but no, I stay down. Loyalty is royalty, it's new to you, it's bred in me. The difference is plain to see. I'm burning many bridges, cause either way them bags are steady drop. I ain't no friendly chick, so speak the spoken to you on my clock. The hustle would never stop, the grinding never ceases to exist. Faster than truly been a sin. So pause your life and take a list. Don't need this fame, was understood. United Hood, a noble clique, some Robin Hood. You know it's all good, the hustle.
Every day trying to catch up with dollar signs, and at the same time trying to avoid a major crime, and trying to find a way to be kind. We do have time, but not enough time to bullshit. This is the hustle.
Start from scratch, that's the way you gotta hustle. Little weak boys, no scratch, got the muscle. Taking over spots with force, just brain power. I can take it with bodies, of course. Everybody got their own way to make they failure. Just remember five niggas, 10 steps ahead of ya. Run it out and make sure it count, that's it. And watch out for some of the people that you dealing with. Make money, spend money, pause. Now for anybody that's down for the call, every day I'm hustling to make it alright. When you flat broke, ain't nobody in sight. Now that you ballin', here they come. You got cheese and everybody wants some. Niggas coming out the woods, trying to get your good. Keep scratched down with United Hoods, what's up? Yeah.
Every day trying to catch up with dollar signs, and at the same time trying to avoid a major crime, and trying to find a way to be kind. We do have the bullshit, this is the hustle. Every day trying to catch up with dollar signs, and at the same time trying to avoid a major crime, and trying to find a way to be kind. We do have time, but not enough time to bullshit. This is the hustle.
Spread it open, baby, go inside. Leave them shaking from my knees to the thighs. I get on top when I'm ready to ride. Ass fat, I cock it back, that's when he ready to slide. Banging on the dick, bang, banging on the dick. Banging on the dick, bang, banging on the dick. Banging on the dick, bang, banging on the dick. This is type of beat to get you banging on the dick. Like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. This is type of beat to get you banging on the dick. Like, throw in a rotation, ass out and do through the matrix, hit the knees and elevate them. I'ma show this why they pay me. Let the top out on a nigga, Mortal Kombat like the grip. I'm gonna see this what he dealing. Let the tape the nigga pimping. Ayy, wobbly wobbly wobble wobble wobble. Ass so fat, got these niggas feeling and swallow. Got that wet wet, that drip drip, that front front, that quick quick, that Netflix, that hot list, that don't wanna miss this on. Top notch bitch with an attitude. Leave a nigga stuck, he wanna cuff, but I ain't cuffing none. He wanna pay the bill, but he gotta leave me though. Chalky to the game, but I ain't giving out no sugar hoe. Staying on that nigga pole, pick it up and drop it low. Power over niggas, finish, he just what he hitting for. Never underestimate a bitch that love the choke and choke. Tell me what position bit my body, how it need to fold. Spread it open, baby, go inside. Leave him shaking from my knees to the thighs. I get on top when I'm ready to ride. Ass fat, I cock it back, it's when he ready to slide. Spread it open, baby, go inside. Leave him shaking from my knees to the thighs. I get on top when I'm ready to ride. Ass fat, I cock it back, it's when he ready to slide. Ayy, thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. Thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. Thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. This is type of beat to get you thangin' on the dick. Like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. This is type of beat to get you thangin' on the dick. Wobbly wobbly wobble wobble wobble. Got your nigga on his knees and he's begging to swallow. I'm in love with how he stroke it, bust it down and bust it open. When he blowing down my line, he gon' leave a nigga soaking round one. I got time, I'm just getting it started. Mix that Henny with that honey with a little Bacardi. I'm with that shit, so when it's lit, you know I'm getting retarded. So if it's up, then leave it up, but don't go fuck up the party. Round two, I'ma have a nigga weak in his seat. Or round three, better have a nigga seat in his sheets. Move with caution, ain't no talking, leave that shit for the streets. I think I'm one, he gon' pull up for my head to my feet. Boss bitch, get a bag, everything. I get excited when I ride it, when I'm up on my feet. On missionary, I ain't scary, it's whatever to me. My mama said, girl, you know it really started with me. Spread it open, baby, go inside. Leave him shaking from my knees to the thighs. I get on top when I'm ready to ride. Ass fat, I cock it back, it's when he ready to slide. Spread it open, baby, go inside. Leave him shaking from my knees to the thighs. I get on top when I'm ready to ride. Ass fat, I cock it back, it's when he ready to slide. Thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. Thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. Thangin' on the dick, thang, thangin' on the dick. This is type of beat to get you thangin' on the dick. Like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. This is type of beat to get you thangin' on the dick. Like,
on the couch, thinking about another way out. I used to hit the streets and bleed the block till it paid off. Couldn't keep a bitch, cause I was always in a penthouse. Now I'm riding smooth, you feel me? And you should, huh? I ain't even paying attention to him, but I should, huh? So I keep that thing around niggas I don't know, cause yes, I am a war vet. Battle scars to prove that. The way we popping off, you would think we up in Iraq. Government is in the house, facilitating the violence. Wonder why I sus against the world. Now it's a problem, ain't it? I rebel just to feel compensated. So I thank God for hip hop almost every day. Only justice I seen when I was behind the bench and the gavel dropped. Promise you will never forget, no matter how hard you try. And the shit affect me so much, and I'm a love in my heart. Just hear me out and close your mouth and listen up, nigga.
We gon' make it, no matter what they think. Throughout the struggle and hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. Endless hustle, not the grind and working towards our destiny. We gon' make it, no matter what they think. Throughout the struggle and hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. Endless hustle, not the grind and working towards our destiny. See, they've been hating since the start. Before the music, when I was just a little loped out nigga with a lot of heart. I'm a grind trying to make it meet. Way before I ever dropped any vocals over a beat. Music always was my passion, but real support from those closest to me was something I was always lacking. At 13 in the studio for the first time, still brought heat for protection. A lost soul, but God always pushed me in the right direction. Even then my life was filled with many lessons. So I poured my heart out to the mic, who knew I'd be in the presence of legends. Hard work, relentless grind, I said it all before. So many times I almost made it, cause I had one foot in the dough. Took 10 steps back and got knocked down, but got back up again. And I'm going in harder, cause I'm destined to win. Much love and God bless to those that saw my vision and never turned they back. We gon' make it without a doubt, and you can quote me on that. We gon' make it, no matter what they think throughout the struggle. In hard times, we gon' show 'em what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. And let's hustle, not stop grinding, working towards our destiny. We gon' make it, no matter what they think throughout the struggle. In hard times, we gon' show 'em what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. And let's hustle, not stop grinding, working towards our destiny.
Keep your overdosing with the potion. Get the picture. My rap sound and hit you till you knock out. Tap to rope, stupid X until your whole block out. Y'all ain't creeping, we peeping. How y'all do? Instead of trying to change rap, let rap change you.
Some say that they will, but they won't.
If they won't,
a lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the flow up with my nephew, that Rico. A drunkie and a junkie, my low cat made the beat, so you know I'm
fucking
funky.
Cause busters and Jesus G, but can't nobody bust it down like them steeds like these. See, busters and busters and Jesus G, but can't nobody put it down like my T.O.G.
Cash, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
They say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
I'm a buster banker, certified high ride, hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly Stern with the $1 billion words, with the bird swerve. Stuff with birds, flash addict, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic. Six half asthmatic. BBG battalion, X-Task chief, blazing the endocrine hash.
Now it's the last man standing who recklessly abandoned you. A bump of Xanadu, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range, where all the heads are like to get hot. Come on, ain't smart to spot. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get hammered in the parking lot.
Cause busters is busters and Jesus D. But can't nobody bust it down like them seeds like these. See, busters is busters and Jesus D. But can't nobody put it down like
they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division. And we have home provisions. No suckers, just drank weed and plenty of drink some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, shake it up. All the homeboys, break it up.
Done penetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles. Tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare. Nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them. I shook them to send them. Millennium, abdominium form, electrical rain, storm, and storm, and storm. Monsoon, shot off like harpoons, all swoons, baboons. I'ma be there soon, kabrum.
Young body, set it off on anybody. From the second that you spot him, we red dot him. Who shot him? I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs, gon' make a tight. See, it's past night to night. Tomorrow, the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that can't rip. We come equipped, what we throw you a steam. And y'all ain't with my homeboy. Please believe me.
Busters are busters and Jesus G. You can leave it alone. Y'all know. Busters are busters.
Shane had me blown, player. Got into it with both neighbors and served with the post papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody battle, homie, and then come to alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shack with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped a snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her, then you start thinking, damn, I might. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's selfish, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. I'm talking chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches. Still one of them blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm lying here with her cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone calling a peacock. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Knowing we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab a purse and the kids in the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she's tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead in her. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my green, now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's selfish, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come acting ignorant, time to call her mom now to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around a slitter lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face, get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn bass, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gonna be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's selfish, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Hope you're listening. Gotta spread the word. It's a message for all.
It don't matter what you do. Ain't bothering nobody. Somebody bothering you. Mad about what they see you doing. You're having too much fun. Chilling. Every time you turn around, they run into their mouth about what you're doing all over town. Just keep pushing that nonsense away. Keep on rising, oh, and let them hate. Oh, the haters gon' hate. That's what they do. The haters gon' hate. The haters gon' hate.
winning, that's a problem too. When they thought you were losing, they was rooting for you. Player hated, wanna tell you baby lies, wanna take your place all the time. Long as you're struggling, they wanna take your call, laughing and waiting for you to fall. Some watch and won't say a thing. That crab in the bucket mentality. That's what they do, the haters gon' hate. The haters gon' hate. Keep doing you, the haters gon' hate. The haters gon' hate. That's what they do, the haters gon' hate. The haters gon' hate. Keep doing you, the haters gon' hate.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, yeah, we in the building, baby. It's hump day, and it's your man, DJ Hill. I got the lovely Troy Monroe and Buddha Ali in the building. You know what I'm saying? The skins picking. Tight night, you know, trying to get over the hump, humpity hump hump, but we in this thing, however. What's good, my people?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. Taking one step at a time, baby.
Going on down there where you at?
Oh, much of nothing. To be honest.
I never had nothing going on. It's raining down here.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
She got you one of them boats?
I didn't even know it was raining. No, I don't have a boat.
Well, it's always good to have an air mattress by.
You're right. I don't have one.
Always good to have one.
What's up, bro?
After you stay afloat.
Oh, China. Yeah, we can hear you.
Right.
Well, what's happening, y'all?
What's
happening that way?
I'm just listening. Y'all just tune in, man. I just woke up. I'm glad y'all. I'm got in here on time. It's like she said, rain in my area, too.
Hey. That's from all way down here. You way down there, and it's the rain stretching way
well,
down
you
here.
You.
Well, I hear the thunder rolling, and it's like,
oh, yeah. If it was thunder, I wouldn't even be on the phone.
So it done got nasty out there. And I had no idea.
We need to know.
Make sure your devices stay charged up because there's any chance that the lights go off. Well,
they will go. Oh, Buddha, what you were saying the other day about me possibly coming down that way within the next month or so and perform?
Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm finna say, guys, how y'all doing? Heavy love, everybody. Who all on the panel?
Me, you, and Trudy.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm finna say, though, we all. That's why I said Oklahoma, Texas, damn near. Especially where we at, we don't get the same weather. Probably hours difference from each other, 30 minutes, sometime at the same time. Because Heavy right there, I'm like about 2 hours from Heavy and 2 hours from you, from where you at. Where I'm located, so we get the same precipitation.
Yeah.
Majority of the time. I might see the same cloud you seeing.
Yeah.
If we didn't change the formation by the time, you know how the wind, like the winds in the sky, like the ocean. It's just the sky,
yeah,
like the ocean above our head.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Oh, yeah, man. We're supposed to rain tomorrow, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to have 4 days of rain. That's what the radar say. But, you know, only God, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to start watching the weather because I don't watch TV at all.
Right? Could
get
be something coming your way, and we don't even know it.
I got
we
two radars on my phone.
Outside. It sounds like we got some tornadic activity going on around these things. Bitch, quit stomping.
Have you a little bit closer to the coast than all of us, I think.
Yeah.
You down there on the Gulf Coast. You about 200 miles from the coastline.
Yeah.
220, about 220 miles, you be in Gulf of Mexico from your house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 100 miles from Houston. Yeah. 304, then when you get to Houston, 100 miles to Gallup.
That sounds like.
Y'all got LinkedIn, Booty? You got LinkedIn?
You talking about the website?
Yeah.
I had it one time. I can get it back in my phone. I need to have, most business people have LinkedIn.
Yeah.
They do LinkedIn or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The civilians be on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
What's going on LinkedIn?
No, I was just getting mine set up because, you know, I got my website, but I was finna put everything on my LinkedIn and just try to share that instead of just saying the website. But I think the website is just like having LinkedIn, though, right?
Well, the thing about the website, it's actually your website. LinkedIn will be controlled LinkedIn will be controlled by a third party. You be controlled by a third party. You can't see. Just
what
like on Facebook, y'all ain't see me on Facebook. I be posting, so they tell me I gotta wait like 4 o'clock tomorrow to post something again.
That ain't for real. I ain't never heard that.
Oh shit! They do me like that's why I'm on there. I used to post like goddamn M16 shooting out the trenches. So I just I get on there every once in a while. I have to wait a certain time, then I get on there. That's why I be doing now when I post stuff. When I post on my Facebook, it goes straight to my Facebook and my Instagram page every time I post something.
I got you. That's basically like all platforms, though, huh?
But with your website, that's why I say you got it's all on you on that website. You can actually monitor. You ain't got nobody monitoring your shit.
Right.
But LinkedIn, that's why all the millionaires, billionaires, producers. Same thing, they be on the Twitter, the Congress people be on Twitter. Major media, they be on Twitter. Then like you say, hit everything. One why.
Yeah,
that's how it go down. But you doing good. Everything looking good. I got shouts out to the Real Jeff podcast. He sent me the link to you. He sent me the link to the.
We supposed to be doing another. I don't think he's gonna use.
Oh yeah, you look gorgeous. You look gorgeous on that. You looking good. You sent it to me the podcast meeting. Yeah, you look good. I ain't checked it all the way out. I just seen it when I got up. So that's why I'm giving the shots right now because I'm looking at it.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sharing that when the book come out.
I was trying to get
the book.
I don't know what time it is over there in Nigeria right now, but I was trying to get... If they could have called the station and did a shout out and all that, because I got much me work playing over there in Nigeria right now.
Oh, it's daytime over there, baby. When it's night over there, it's day over there.
Nigga, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Over there?
Yeah. Ooh. About 3 or 4 in the morning out there.
What's up, Scratch?
Well,
it's 3 or 4 in the morning.
Hold on,
let me see. Because
you remember when old boy used to always call from Ghana?
Yeah, Benjua.
It's about 3 o'clock in the morning when they call.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still going into the sunrise. We just now be coming night. They be coming into the sunrise. Cause let me see.
Yeah.
What's up, Scratch? No, what's happening? Big cup, big cup.
Nothing what the business is.
Oh man, we just
we just moving.
I'm sitting up here watching my team lose. Shit.
Who lose?
The Lakers.
The Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers playing Memphis.
Oh, I forgot they ain't got a bra. They ain't worth a day.
I ain't got nothing to scream about. I'm about to cut this shit off now.
Him don't want to watch this team tonight. Who they playing?
They playing Memphis. Yeah, they in the playoffs, so we the one tonight. That'd have took their ass out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But we still up 3-1, so it's all good.
You know, it's always, they do it every year. They can sweep a team, they'll start fucking up or something bad to happen. Every time.
Oh, well.
But this
know,
all
can't win
of
them all. Thanks, River.
They done got into the politics of it now, so they got to go to the series just to go.
Yeah, I ain't tripping.
The Grizzlies, they going to get Grizzlies, two of them, two back-to-back, then they're going to dust their ass. That's all it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, I know. I ain't tripping. Excuse me.
I had got crunk, prime charge me $6.99 to show me an old motherfucking basketball game.
Goodbye, you bastards. I don't want to see no more now. Get the fuck out of here.
I know it's keen. I want to watch the game. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I wait till the next
game. Yeah, you're right. It's 3 o'clock right now over there. We're 7 hours behind. They on West African. No daylight saving time. So that's... 3 o'clock on the nose, like you said over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember old boy used to call from Ghana. He used to call from Ghana, and it used to be like 3 a.m. And it used to be fucked up because everybody he wanted to listen to the show was asleep.
Yeah.
There were some people that got up, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they started waking motherfuckers up. And then you remember, we interviewed that dude from France, and it was morning.
Yeah.
He was sitting on the beach with having his coffee or something.
Mhm.
That morning.
And that cat from Australia.
Yeah, Australian cat too.
Mhm. So they on some way different time shit than we are.
Yeah, we 7 hours behind them. What part of Nigeria in? I got people in Lagos. I be on the Lagos, Nigerian people all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at my book thing and see.
It's no matter what, it motherfucker's still like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All over there. Now, the only way we can make something really happen is we do a show at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's not going to happen.
Nah, believe it ain't.
We have a 3 o'clock
in the morning show, so all the people will be up overseas.
We start partying at midnight, and we start partying at 1 o'clock, about 2 o'clock. We get online about 2 o'clock in the morning, start partying till the sun come up.
We got to do some shit like that, like on one of them Saturdays or something like that. See if we can pull that shit off.
Oh,
yeah, we probably get a whole lot more, you know, international listeners. And we do pull off a 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning show.
Yeah.
Motherfucker be able to take naps like a motherfucker during the day, though.
Oh, man, y'all go to sleep goddamn at 10 o'clock at night, so I be damned if y'all still be up at 2 in the morning.
I ain't talking about staying up, shit. I'm talking about, shit. I usually wake up about 2 or 3 in the morning anyway. I wind up going back to sleep, but usually about 2 or 3 in the morning, that's when if I fall out, that's when I wake up.
Hey, he better not make me roll tape when they had the How the West Was Won, god dang it. All we could hear, we tried to listen to god dang the narration, all we heard was you god dang it sounding like a damn Huey helicopter. All we heard was, Scratch was knocked out.
On what?
On that True West documentary.
No, nigga, the documentary ain't even out. What you talking about?
We did that premiere. Warhead was knocked out. They were like, mute. And that was Scratch as a gone. He was leaning forward.
He was
leaning like a
big
can in front of him.
Hey, nigga, that was that waking up at 2 in the morning shit.
Hey, that's that putting in work.
Yeah, shit, I ain't scared. I don't give a fuck, shit. Nigga, I was right. tired. Nigga, I get up. I was up. I got up. That day, I was up at 2 in the morning. And then all the shit was, like, slow as fuck. I'm sitting up there like, oh, my God, this shit is slow. Oh, I get bored. I'm going to sleep. I don't give a damn.
Right.
That's a...
Hey, but you were interacting with the seminar, with the preview. You were interacting with everybody. Because what that dude was doing a lot more narration than Scotty was coming in back door. You, it was playing, or I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
You should have told everybody the mailbox. I think it's in my mailbox still.
Yeah, I was over it. I get bored like a motherfucker. Hell, We've been on a couple of podcasts. I got bored like a motherfucker. I just didn't go to sleep. I say, okay, I'm bored. I'm out. I'd rather just be out than go to sleep. But I ain't tripping off of that shit. I don't give a damn. They can say what they want to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're right on. Well, we're
going to
jump into a couple of cuts. And pay a few bills.
What's the topic? Y'all ain't on the topic today. What's the topic?
What happened?
Oh, you said what's the topic?
We didn't have no topic.
The topic is if I get bored, I'm going to sleep.
Well, I'm finna send out some sleeping pills, so y'all do whatever the fuck you gonna do. We'll be right back. Trust Radio. Don't turn that dial. If you want to join us, 707-323-642-1597. We live. Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Drown, the way that your main chick lose her mind. She should have been choosing, now she's just losing. Look at the way that superstar used her. I got him all dizzy, I dazed and confused her. Depression rewind, I think I confused her. Looking at Scott is a problem, Houston. Haters, thank you for your contribution. The more that they talk, the more I elude her. Well, these frauds is just an illusion.
You see all these cars, you see all these clothes, you see all these jewels, you see all these hoes.
Don't worry about me, I won't worry about yours. My only concern is getting old. My only concern is we're getting old. Just give me my bread and I'm out the door. You ain't got it like me, like I said before. My money good, wherever I go.
My money in the room, you ain't got it. I swear on an album looking good, you ain't got it. I don't care what haters say, you ain't got it. My diamonds don't shine anyway,
you ain't got it like me.
You swear it's true,
you ain't got it like me.
Lambo Max Black Chrome Wheel,
you ain't got it like me.
We gon' ball and ball that,
you ain't got it like me.
Well, it's money or rain.
Kiss me on them poles or find me on them trees. You can kiss me with this dough, cause I'm grinding in these trees. Never catch me with a cold, always find me with the heat. And if you catch me with your hoe, then you gon' find a swim of knees. Big bag for the cost of this potent foe. And killer smoke, touch it, it gets you like a rope of dough. Straight presidential, it ain't no Reggie, bro. I'm talking this same, resembles white fang and heavy snow. Steer and trip off the whip, look like I bleed the blood. Invisible bullets, I hit you when you never see the shot. So you ain't gotta like me or what I speak about. I'm still getting paid, getting blowing speakers out.
Go back to the spot, hop out looking cleaner than they've ever seen. 10 down on deck, looking better than some Alicia King. Get Alicia King, what's all wrong with G? So don't test me, please. I'm walking through the spot, better check your bra, cause you know I'm flexing. You see them goons around me, partner, I am Lucian coming. It feel good when I hit her with the hammer.
creep, meet some Houston Cougars. I'm a fly slammer jammer. No chain on my neck, wrist work, see the best. Too cold for the summer and the ice make me sweat. The game told me and I'ma do like I'm supposed to.
You ain't gotta like me, so won't you hate me like you're supposed to.
I see my money in the room.
You ain't gotta like me.
You dropping them pennies, I'm picking them down. I'm not sticking too fast, you just hearing too slow. Running behind, trying to see where I go. But I broke it down so you can hear me. Say it loud and speak it clearly. Is my mic on? Man, come on, really?
I'm selling the game, not telling the game. The only thing free is the cost of blame.
You're not in my lane, you're not on my street. So beat your feet like you beat your meat.
Don't you see my face when I be flexing? Certified player from Houston, Texas.
I'm with a slab, ain't borrowing no flexing. Sending your gravy, riding reckless.
But get what you heard, I'm deep in these streets. Ask your favorite rappers about me. I got them a deal, but they won't admit it.
The hook on the song, damn right, I killed it.
Got platinum and gold, black faded, I'm lying.
You ain't gotta like me, but I'm still gon' shine.
A cook, boy.
You ain't gotta like me, but I'm still gon' shine.
I need a mirror.
Club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five but we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up? Get up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up, boo? You see that I want you. Long hair, don't care, so ain't going front, boo. Them pretty brown eyes, it's only right that I cut you. I'm sorry I'm so full, but that bullshit I cut through. I'm a one-night stand, at least I'm honest, so let's move. These niggas playing check, I'm focused on chess moves. And fucking with the grizz, baby, that be your best move. I'm always on go, I'm freaked out, baby, sex groups. Spin that ass around like a 30-inch fast shoe. And treat you like a sheet, cause cross the bed, I'm gonna stretch you. And if you ain't with it, it's all good, I'll just next you. The grids keep it moving, he ain't never gonna stress you. It's macking in my blood, I just see what the next do. In this club, it's all love, and after that, it's the sex room. You would think God sneezed by the way that he blessed you. I don't fuck with ratchet hoes, it's full of shit like a wrestler. Baby girl, it's the grizzly, give a fuck what the rest do. Now let's move. And all the ladies treat me so special. I like it groomed, cause I came to eat it. Can't you see I brought my knife in school? Fast Five, they that live, probably see your wife to shit up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up? Get up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere.
Mahogany, green paper, I'm pulling off in this B-racer. Forget the size of the engine, the cop can't chase ya. People hasn't been at Ashton Cuban where you been. Trying to make a better move for me and my clan. Understand, man, I'm coming for riches. Professional business, a Russell Simmons qualified living. Y'all tripping, you see how I keep it tipping. I'm pulling up in his auto, whips around the corner drifting. All my team see is green and they asking who the Fast Five. Real dudes making these moves, sticking the charts. I put me in the kitchen, I'm whipping like I'm baking these pies. I'm surprised she leaving you for a boss player. Let me tip her ammo and you can have her later. I got a plane to catch, come see me in Vegas. Sin City coming with me and it's safe and secret. You gotta know how to ride, that's how I like to keep it. Tell me again, what's your name, boo? I ain't falling in love and enemies are with you. I'm for that one night stand and can't think about being man. I'm out here chasing this paper, so girl, won't you tell me what's up?
Came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up? Get up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we know to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere.
Walls talk with the walls talk. Fast Five and we came to fuck the club up. Yeah, fly niggas on the come up. This dollar rise, so you know I get some ones up. Rooms beating off while you stuck in first gear. Tell a maid closure, we gettin' dough here. That dead lead flowin' while you sip a cold beer. In the city near Look out, I'm coming now. Shots all night, baby, say they running out. I get at a dollar, told them biddies want a pound. We can do whatever, mommy, just don't run your mouth. I'm up in the house like Robin Harris. Robin hit the hottest lyrics. Soon as I jump on an instrumental, they gotta hear it. My flow potent, when I kick it, I close curtains. We about to shut the game down, give it no service. I'm so focused, feeling the flow like hope smokers. We turn up and turn out, we the most dopest. Some chicks notice, I got them going wild. Slide them in the ride, had them red bottoms in the sky. Get up,
get up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad, cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we known to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up? Get up. We came to fuck the club up. And don't get mad, cause all the ladies love us. It's Fast Five and we known to make the club jump. This is for my pretty women everywhere. What's up?
Yeah, man, I'm Wonder Twin Powers, activate!
Ha! Yeah! Ha! Perfect! Yeah! Yeah! Ha! Ha!
I'm from the hood, now get that understood,
ha!
I'm rolling wood, I know you wish you could,
as you should,
I'm smoking good,
yeah.
I wish your nigga would,
I wish,
we from the hood,
ah,
now get that understood,
get it,
we rolling wood,
yeah.
I know you wish you could,
ha!
We smoking good,
uh-huh.
We wish your nigga would,
what?
We smoking good,
wish
we wish your nigga would,
I wish,
we smoking good,
what?
I wish your nigga would, I wish. I wish a nigga would. 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 I wish a nigga would.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
Now
who gon' fuck with me?
Nah.
On the ass. It's where I'm gon' be.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
Come fuck
it's
with
what I'm trying to see.
Ha.
I'm an old head. I was born in 1983.
Yeah.
Don't play with me. Catch a felony.
That gun sound like a melody.
Won't be if I got your recipe. I'll be your huckleberry. Hollering y'all niggas scary. I run this bitch like a berry. Not a bad out here.
No comparison.
Nah.
Too fuck. I ain't caring.
Fuck with me?
Huh?
Who gon' fuck with me?
Yeah.
I'm the coldest bitch up in the game, so watch yourself, you might just fucking freak.
Get over
eat these
here.
Bitches up just like I'm dumb. A second comma, truly yeah. On the track, just know I'm bringing drama. Shout out to my unders, bring it heat just like I'm in the summer. It's time to add this bitch, I watch your back, just know I'm coming. I've been tanning in a deck, gon' stand up in my motherfucking way. Your heads are gonna flipping fingers to you, bitches, and believe in me. Gon' stand up in the corner, I know who really be fucking with me. When I pass my pack, they said they wasn't hungry. That's the truth, I nearly went retarded. One little, two little, three little bitches on my hit list. Get the fuck up from my table, we some vultures, bitch.
I'm from the hood, now get that understood.
Huh?
I'm rolling wood, I know you wish you could,
as you should.
I'm smoking good,
yeah.
I wish your nigga would.
I wish
we from the hood,
now
get that understood.
Get it.
We rolling wood,
yeah.
I know you wish you could.
Huh?
We smoking good,
uh-huh.
We wish your nigga would.
What?
We smoking good, we wish your nigga would.
It's a brand new song by Trillia Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now.
Las Vegas,
Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
And stay tight. Just the other piece in the dick of as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillia Monroe. TRULIAMONROE. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working.
Yeah, True S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment, okay, music production,
mixer and master,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more, special rates and discounts, studios nationwide, for more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Say, can y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Let's get them.
Boy, there's that rain going down out there. Yeah.
Rain, yeah. I hear it.
Nigga,
hey, I'm glad Julia's sending up music to Africa because my partner say they be listening to the radio at 3 and 4 in the morning. Then I be watching them African movies. And then in African movies, they play a lot of American rap. Like, we play a lot of African music on our charts now, but I watched one movie. They had pictures of, they witnessed how, and do have pictures of N.W.A., Heavy D, and then he had some pictures on the other side with Lil Wayne, Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying? What's the name of this movie? Can't think of the name. But the movie was, it was shot in Lagos, Nigeria, you know, but... That's good you doing that, getting that text over there in the motherland.
Yeah. I love to go visit over there.
Uh-huh.
You know who DJ Takeover is, Buddha?
Talking about in Africa?
Nah, I think he in Houston. DJ Takeover.
Oh, yeah. I seen him. I don't know him. I know DJ Chill, Red, Luscious Ice, Mean Green. What's coming out hard too? Well, you know, them just some names. Fire, DJ Fire will be on there with Heavy Love. She's still DJ certified though. She's doing the Zydeco rap, squirt, you know, scooting them eggs, kicking eggs. She's still DJ too. What's up on that boy?
You talking about?
What's up on that dude? You saying?
Yeah, he's actually this weekend. I gotta see what club he gonna be at. He's actually gonna spend my truck down there in Houston. So I just want to say shout out to him as well.
So how much you charge for a show like to come down this way to Southwest Arkansas?
I wouldn't charge you nothing, boo.
Well, we know we got to get you paid, baby. You know, we got to get something in your pocket like we did XO. XO came down here. We had her some money in her room when she needed. So we're going to do you the same way. We're going to just have you come down here on the
What
on
they talking about for the gas light?
Don't have me a fireball and some a ball of fireball, a fruit basket, some wrap.
I want to come
to
you.
What they talking about for gas light, like, Buddha?
Put it on your roster. We'll have it. Write everything down. We'll have it for you when we get down. The gas like that turned that into a wrestling. They done turned that into a wrestling ring thing.
What?
Oh, never mind. The gas like it's a club out here. They done turned. I mean, it could go back to a club, but they done turned it into a mini sports bar where you know they got some bars with got the boxing ring and shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't they where they do that slap hot shit?
No,
I see why you don't
story.
Got. See why you don't got LinkedIn. LinkedIn, they premium trial is $170 a month. Well, LinkedIn, they premium.
Well, that's what I told you. They that's what they playing at the millionaire, billionaire, the diamond show.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they playing at. LinkedIn, Facebook, all the other shit play pretty. LinkedIn and Twitter, that's where the real shit's happening.
Yep.
If you want to get some shit done, that's where you're going to get it done.
Years.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.
That's where I used to get people from.
I logged in and they say I've been a member since January.
Yeah, that's where I've been getting most of my interviews from.
LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, I love them. They're cute. It's a good catalog. I use it a lot. It's a good telephone book. I use it a lot. It's a good post machine. I use a lot. But the real money is in LinkedIn.
Yep.
And fuck with the real motherfuckers in Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm still going to mess with it and see how much more I got to do.
And I thought you told me the real money was with your goddamn traption, man. Make your mind up. No.
There you go. Well, traption, if you got traption, you still trade them. They still trade them.
Yeah, they is, but I ain't.
Mr. Well, man, Scratch, everybody, man, the energy good on the show, man. It was something I was going to tell y'all. But truly, hey, y'all got y'all playing on everything down here. If Mr. Well got y'all playing on everything down here.
Yeah.
Confetti, too. Confetti.
Playing everywhere. Trying to get it out, do some shows. Not gonna be on the mixtape, all female mixtape in Memphis. Shout out to Miss Macy. And Mr. Slack, he turning Watch Me Work Zydeco.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Hill, for that, and Booty, and everybody. I'm just ready for us to eat.
Got to keep going, though. It ain't summertime yet. We need to be over the... We need to be heading to the top of the rocket by summertime.
Right.
I'm working on it. I'm working around the clock, working on it. I'm working on something major right now. I just got me a liquor company. I just got a black liquor, black-owned bourbon company sponsored today. I landed that for the group Cut Close. They're trying to put the show together, so I just landed that with a black liquor company out of Tennessee. So we're going to be doing a lot of business and putting a lot of shows together, and they're going to sponsor it and stuff like that. So it's looking promising. Well, I did tell you, I work around the clock, but it's looking real good now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And look here, truly, see, you so universal, you can open up for Cut Close.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You can hype the show up for Cut Close that he talking about.
Okay. I'm down with it.
And Heaven Love got Climax. I know they doing shows here and there. You can be open up and get on some of them open up things because, you know, like you say, it's, you want the Cougars and the Tenderonis to be doing the shuffle to the song Watch Me Work.
Mm-hmm. Like the Soul Train line. They get in that Soul Train line. That's how I'm going to get them doing.
Yeah, you need to do that trail ride in El Dorado or break yourself in Arkansas. You got to break yourself in the Arkansas circuit, so.
Right.
Oh, we on top of it now. We finna get it. It's finna go down.
Yeah, we just ain't got no venue, man. I don't know how much they charge for that building out there at that one that you were talking about, Lady Fat at. I don't know how much they charge for that, so that's the only deal.
You know we got the Masonic building, the Ice Castle. We go make something happen. It's in the works right now.
I don't know who's in charge of that building. But if I don't fuck with them, I don't fuck with them. Yeah, I said, who's in charge of it? Who owns it?
We already got people working the calendar with the man now. They ain't talking about hustling them. Love my family. They know we all head knees, but I got another brother working it out right now.
All I got to do is know who the owner is. I don't have to worry about no other brother, none of that. I go straight to the source, man. I don't go through the cousin and the man who mowed the churchyard and all that shit. I go straight to the man who owned the building. You know how I get down. Shit.
I'm trying to figure out. See, all the reason I'm trying to keep it level because You from here. You should know who owned the building. You live here.
I don't know. You know, when I tried
to
get that building, they didn't have it even ready. When I tried to get it, they were still trying to build it. They were still trying to do the decoration in it. Because I was trying to get, what you call, a Scottish Nail Club right after they shut down. And that had a leak in the roof, so you had to go get the roof sealed. And the Ice Castle, they hadn't had it built. I was trying to find a spot, do comedy and shows, but everybody was asleep. You know, everybody, they don't want me to touch nothing because they know it's money involved. I'm going to make money, and they don't like that. That's why Alan did that stunt he did.
Hey, P, they do be blocking on you, don't they, P? That's some real talk.
They mad, you know. If I don't put them on, they trying to put me out. That's it. So that's how they go. So that's what I said with Alan. Alan did that stunt when we came down. We had all the money in the pocket. We had $7,000. I had four, and my other two partners had two and one, all in our pocket. And Alan still wouldn't give us the building. Then went and told Hustle that he didn't want to rent to us because they trying to get their money together to do Southern Soul Show. So,
hey, Alan, listen to the show now.
Well, Alan, I'm talking about you. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Hold on, I'm pulling them through. Hold on.
Hello.
Put him up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey. Pumpkin man, what's going on, man? I hear you talk.
Yeah, well, that's me talking. I don't bite my tongue for nobody, whoever this is. That's it. This is Alan or not. That's bullshit in the mix. I keep it 1,000 with everybody.
Pumpkin, we came to you straight, and you talking about...
I don't give a damn. I told you, I don't bite my tongue. Ain't any nigga out there going to say I ever done bit my tongue. And I repeat it to you. I ain't going to say it behind your back. I'm going to say it to your face. There's only two ways to die. Fuck with me, goddamn, or bother me. And that's the same goddamn way. Hell, I keep it 1,000. I ain't going to bite my tongue. Hey, man, what's up, man? Now, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I tell your mama and your Aunt Levert the same damn thing. I don't fuck with your grandson or your nephew.
God damn, boy, you
here.
I had to bring it out.
I done gave everybody opportunity, man. Everybody. Nobody didn't get no opportunity. All the rap cats. Took them on the road. Put them on stage. Fam line. Burnt they CDs up. Shot their video for free. Fam line. Did that for a whole city. And since they can't come sit down at the table and eat with me because I eat a different way than they eat, they get mad. When I took Rip out from big steaks and shrimp and big $100 bottles of champagne, what'd your boy say? Get that off Facebook. You can't put that on there. Because he couldn't eat big steaks and shrimp and $100 bottles of champagne. Say I'm lying.
Hey, hold on. Who you? Mr. Well, boy, you still crazy, man. You ain't barred up, buddy.
Huffington didn't tell him to take that off his Facebook page because he couldn't come eat steaks and shrimp with us and drink big bottles of champagne. Say I'm lying.
But you a big baller, cuz. You know that.
Truth is free. Truth is free. They always say the truth. The lie costs you, but the truth is free. You can come get the truth from me all day for free. That's why I'm trying to find out a place you might be able to put something together for Truly and them. But like I said, I got to know who the owner is, because if it's the owner I don't fuck with, fuck them.
Well,
it's me.
I already got something going on. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We good on all that. You ain't got to worry about that, big cuz.
See, I can get Backside to DJ. I really don't fool with Backside the way he tried to do me when I taught him how to DJ. And then he want to charge me to play somebody's record. Said he don't play local records.
Oh, well,
so I gave him
$10. Hold on. Take that back now. He playing Truly at Mr. D's right now.
I'm just telling you, at Mr. D's, I walk up in the booth. You know, I walk all over the club.
Well, when
I
you
go
come,
in there
when
and
you
they didn't play this record.
When you come home, listen to me. When you come home, we're going to go to Mr. D's, like we said. Watch you be playing Trulia at Mr. D's.
That's not the point. But I'm the one who bought him the software and taught him how to DJ over the phone while I was fighting my criminal case. Every night the nigga called me at 6 p.m. every night and taught him. And when I go to the club with a record and say, here, play this, who is that? I said, man, so-and-so, I don't play no local stuff, man. Hell no. And that's exactly what he said. I'm going over there to the bar, get him a drink, and then give him $20, and he played it.
Hey, he playing a no bullshit, no chopping, no, hey, your boy playing a right now.
I'm just telling you.
I'm going to call him. I can verify that.
Who you talking about? Who you talking about, Moody?
My little homie. I damn near raised DJ. That's what I'm saying.
A DJ down here. He playing your song now. I sent him the song. He told me, send it to me, normal play. He played it this weekend when he was down there. My cousin told him. And his girlfriend them told him. They say her the other day when he played it. So he playing your song now. DJ Backside, the one on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the only reason, because I taught him how to DJ. He used to ride to the club with me on the weekend before he got to DJing. I taught him the ropes, same way I taught Hustle the ropes about the music industry, for these cats to sit up there and tell me he don't play no local stuff. Then, what's his name, tell me to come by his house or call his business line. I'm standing in front of you to talk to you for 5 minutes, and you telling me I got to come by your house and call a business phone. I've been a boss. I ain't never been no new hire. So I don't know where they come in the game with that at. None of them.
Where they playing Trulia Monroe at Mr. D's?
Well,
and I thank him so very much. And I thank him so very much.
I'm just telling you, when I had the Hope Boys trading them record, the Jump Gun wouldn't play it, said he don't play local stuff. When I had KY and Trey stuff, he said, I don't play local stuff. And turned around, I went and bought him a drink and gave him $20. And he spun it just like All Outdoors and played Kevin Gates right after that. Now, you see what I'm talking about? He like my damn son. I raised him from on the backside. You see what I'm saying? Plus, goddamn, gave him the software and taught him how to DJ over the phone, how to DJ with computer stuff. Showed him where to go get the equipment from the pawn shop. I did all that for him.
Thank you, Mr. English. Thank you for showing him that, because without you, I would not be saying that.
No, I'm just saying, you see, Buddha don't understand. Buddha be on the outside looking in because, see, all these guys, they came to me. They came to me for the advice. They came to me for the game. I gave them the game for free, and then they made me look like a little man on the ground. You see what I'm saying? When I go to the club,
please,
and I pull up on that club, and they play the record.
Hold on, Pete. Hold on, PJ. You just say you a boss. Everybody respect you right here, man. Ain't nobody ever, you know what I'm saying, just drew a line and went across that motherfucker with you, man. You certified. You been down and through the game and got the game going now. You do it. I'm going to say that you do it. When you quit working, when you retire, working at Tyson 30 years, you said you're going to do everything you're doing right now. You're going to be strictly music. You used to go set up at Jack in the Box. Not Jack in the Box. Wendy's, and set your computer up over here at your own corner at Wendy's, where you set up all your stuff. And then you'll go to work. Then you come back and you set up your stuff over there. You always been working the shit at Suburban, just like goddamn Regional 56 News or something.
Well, everybody know that, but that's why I say when you got cats that, you know, you done showed them love. Hustle, I showed Hustle love. Took Hustle around, showed him all the ropes.
Hey, but
DJ,
it's crazy, though, that you say everybody you talking about them been on this show. Allen, Backside. He just played Hustle, the Kickback. He used to play that heavy rotation, the Kickback. Peace be on Juke Juke. Man, hey, it's crazy, though. So it's all making sense what you're saying. I'm just tripping how you know. This need to be a
documentary. I mean, they all done rolled with me. They done went and sit VIP with me at Coco's, Hustle them hair. DJ VIP with me at Mr. D's. All of them used to jump in that Suburban and roll out. for them to sit up there and think that they done got they made it to Puff Daddy status. And they can't even sit up there and have a conversation with me on some real business. And I'm just like, man, this y'all local homeboys, and you won't even play them at the dang club, but you playing Texarkana Cats. And then wonder why you get blackballed when Holly Grove come over there and Sergeant B come over to D's and steal your night. Then you run back to Hope and DJ down there for a week or two until things fall apart in Hope, and then you running back knocking on Mr. D's side door talking about can he DJ and take out the trash.
Hey, check it out. You going crazy, cuz. Everybody's showing you mad love, cuz. Everybody love you, cuz.
It's all love. It's just the fact they got to remember where they came from. You see what I'm saying? They got to remember where they came from. They didn't know none of this stuff. They seen me doing it. They seen me doing the DJ. They seen me doing the show. They seen me making all these moves and came to me. I never came to not one person. Not one person in Hope about music business. When they talk crazy, say a Buddha crazy, walk around with that backpack sweating in the hot sun. God dang it. Like a Kamala, the Ugandan giant. And I said, let me tell y'all what. I said, I'd rather roll with a guy, a ground soldier, than a tank soldier. This is facts. This is word for word what they said. And that's why I mean, you like that. Didn't even know we came for. We clicked up because I said, he pushing them CDs on foot with that backpack. I said, I fucks with him. That's how we came in the game with them records when we had them albums, had to pass them out. That was all respect. Okay. Me and you didn't even know we came for, but we connected on that. Why they sent back laughing at you. That's facts. I wouldn't make it up. They sitting back laughing. Oh, he's done walking around in the hot sun, and they sitting on the porch want to be CEO and can't even push a record, can't even pay for a video shoot. That's facts. They didn't cuss me out because I'm getting paid to take the strippers up there and shoot videos. That's what I got paid to do. Not you. You ain't the cameraman. So you gonna diss me? And then you didn't even stand behind. You called me on your phone to diss me. You called me on the backup phone. You done called me on the trap phone. You done text me on the trap phone because you weren't man enough. But I was man enough to approach you, and we resolved that whole issue. But that's what I say, man. All them cats got to fail to realize they came through me at the end of the day. At the end of the day. So that's why I felt a type of way when DJ say he don't play local artists. Well, how's the local artist going to get known if the local DJ, who ain't no goddamn get a DJ K-Slay, ain't no DJ Red Alert, ain't no DJ Pooh, don't break the records? They got to start breaking the local artists' records in order for the local artists to get famous. If they just keep playing Lil Baby, Lil Baby, Lil Baby, Kevin Gates, Lil Baby, Dub Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, then how's the local artist going to get a chance if the radio station DJs ain't playing it and the club DJs ain't playing it? That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, I'm not going to take up no more of the time. Y'all got the show. Go ahead, Trulia. Trulia, like, goddamn.
No, hold on, Trulia. Trulia is not in this.
Trulia, like, shit, Miss Edward going out, but I'm just... That's what I had to endure, you know. I taught them the game, no problem. I don't mind teaching you, but you can't treat me when I pull up. Truly, if I pull up on you and you be like, yeah, Mr. Everywhere, you sitting in the yard talking with your homegirls. Y'all just shoot the breeze. And I pull up, Truly, what's going on? I want to talk to you about something. And you like, yeah, come by my house or call my business line. And you can't step over to the side, to the edge of the street and talk. It was music business related and talk. In 5 minutes, we would have been over and done. 5-10 minutes at the most. You see what I'm saying? But you made it like in front of your friends that you this big CEO and I'm just some little trash man come pick up the trash out the yard. So that's what I was saying about him. You see?
I'm the student and you the teacher, so I'm forever be the student. So, I mean, you got that high.
Well, he flipped the script on me. You know, he came to his house. He stopped me at work. Hey, man, you the dude they said do the music business. And I said, yeah. He said, I want to learn. He said, I want to learn. Teach me how to run a record label. So I printed out all the stuff. So when he came to my house, I went over all the paperwork with him for an hour, like an hour and 15 minutes, about sampling clearances, copyright publishing, management contract. I had all that stuff, record label contract. I had all that stuff printed out for him and went over it with him. Just for him to sit up there and make me look like a little man on a topo. Had they called me when they were going to Miami, and I would have called Florida J and C. Wakely, they would have got to deal with Slip and Slide. Buddha wouldn't even been on his own 24. But guess what? They probably wouldn't pick up the phone and have me make that call for them. They wanted to be the big dogs by themselves.
Hey, but we made the Slip and Slide, but we got time to sign the contract. We had to come on back.
Well, yeah. You see what happened, but see, like I said, if I wasn't saying,
I still got my Slip and Slide shirt.
Had I made the phone call, say, C. Wakely, these my boys from Arkansas, man, go ahead and push that button. And Florida J, these my boys from Arkansas, y'all go co-sign them with Ted, then y'all would have had the deal. Flat out.
What
y'all go down there, he want to show me the back of the notebook paper. I see your boys' numbers right here, C. Wakely and Florida J, man. You right, man. We got that number at the event. I said, see, if y'all would have called me, I would have told them, hey, co-sign y'all would have got the deal right there, just off of their word of mouth. But pride, he wanted to be Puff Daddy. He didn't want nobody, he didn't want nobody else to shine in the video but him. I said, shit, y'all let Buddha Lee stick his head in the video and shake his head or something. Yeah, but it's all love, man. Like I say,
I'm on every video.
Yeah, I'm just wishing that he would have listened. You know, if he would have listened, y'all would have had the deal.
I shot that very first video.
Y'all would have been the first group out of Arkansas, damn it.
But that's how we got the deal with Slip and Slide. They seen the video I shot.
Y'all would have seen, y'all could have came to me. You, hey, man, shoot, edit this video. I would have did all that for y'all to see y'all.
I see what you're saying, though. If we'd have came to you at first, instead of going day way, we'd have been on the freeway.
There you go. You would have been on a private jet by now. Hell, look, the Plies, hell, came out right after that.
You right, though, because every time we went, I say it again, every time we went to Florida, you'd be on one side of the highway, we'd be on the other, every time.
But I'm saying I had the gatekeeper getting y'all the deal right there, and I told Master D, I said, here go my number, Master D. When y'all get there, y'all call me because I got my peoples on the ground out there already. I done told them already. And then I called Florida J, said, I ain't ran across nobody yet. So I was like, shoot, I hit C. Wakely. He was like, I don't know. I met some dudes. I don't know where they from. I think they from the Carolinas or somewhere. They some little dudes, and I don't know. I said, man, they probably been out of Arkansas. And then when he come back and Hustle said, see, they go see Wakely, they go Florida J. I got their numbers right there. I said, y'all would have called me. Y'all would have got the deal.
We talked to what's the other guy from Florida?
Who's that?
It is C. Wakely. I think that was C.
Wakely. C. Wakely's the one that applies his deal. He got T-Pain his deal.
Yeah, we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Him and
he came to the party
TJ.
where we performed at. He came to the party where we performed at to see them perform.
Right. I'm telling you, you know I know. That's what I'm saying. I call C. Wakely right now. How you think that girl from Texas Canada is finna get the deal? When that Creek girl, when she went down to Florida to record? Who you think got her with C. Wakely? I did. I called C with her on the line. She thought it was a game. And then I put her on the line with C. C flew her and her old man out.
Where Cree at now?
She's sitting up there. She dropped that baby. She messed up the record deal with Atlantic because she dropped the baby and messed the business up. C. Wakely spent over 10 racks on her, getting her done, her whole album done. And then she get her old man, get her pregnant, so they back in Oklahoma. DeKalb, Texas, just sitting up there struggling. And see, he had got mad at me. She was embarrassed to tell me what happened. He got mad at me because he was like, man, damn, bro, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I done lost 10 racks, over 10 grand on her. He walking in, said they just had Atlantic Records come down to the listening party. They sit up there and they liked it, told her the six songs that they really liked, and they were ready to push and do the deal and she get pregnant, and they couldn't put on the promo tour. So it was over with.
Call them and tell them to put 10 racks on Trulia Monroe.
Man, I'm going to call him. I talk to him all the time, but I had to convince him truly. Like I say, when a man lose something on one of the artists that I done brought to the table, boy, it's hard to convince him to spend another 10.
Oh,
I know
man.
You got your own money. See, she didn't, she had some money. She shot a video and stuff, but he took her down to DJ Khaled's producers and engineers. That's where they recorded that. So her shit was banging. I was like, oh, man, she on. She gone. Then he stopped calling me. She stopped calling me. I'm like, what's going on? Something ain't right. And then turn around, when I call Steve, like, man, what's up, man? What's up with old girl, man? And she ain't tell you. I said, hell no. He said, man. He said, man, I just done wasted over 10 racks on her. I'm like, man, what happened? Man, her old man then knocked her up. She pregnant and stuff. I said, oh, golly. So I called her. She was like, I'm just too embarrassed because I done let you down. I said, no, you ain't let me down. You let yourself down. You should have told your old man, hold up and let's get the bag first. Y'all could have made
that.
Did
she do a song with Flip? Did she do a song with Lil Flip?
No, I was going to have her do that song with Lil Flip. You see, but C had told me to hold off. He had bigger things in plan. He said, don't worry about that little Flip. I got the bigger things in plan for her. So he said, I'm flying her out. Don't do nothing with little Flip them. I'm flying her out. We finna get to the big bag. So that's why he tried to walk her over to Atlantic. He had Atlantic Records, 300 Entertainment, all them fly down. They flew down and had an album listening session. And they were like, yeah. So Atlantic was like, shit, man, come on, let's get ready to do this. And then she got pregnant and messed it all up. Can't nobody never say I ain't trying to get them to the bag. And they ain't artists. Trey Nim messed that up. Him and KY doing what they want to do. Every artist I tried to work with on a certain level, somebody always messed the bag up. Somebody, the Triple Ball Boy, the oldest brother, messed the bag up, jumping on his mama. He out the group, messed the bag up. So it's just like now, focus on Roosevelt and his head band member get me the video footage for these promoters. They want to see the live band playing since they selling soul. So that's going to work out when I ever get the video footage. And then Mimi, I'm going to get her video done in Memphis. And 86, we're going to drop his new single with Ray J. So that's where I'm at right now. So... Your boy Sakai, he stopped calling me after he quit his job and stuff. I thought he was going on tour, I guess. That's what he thought. When we going on tour, I'm like, man, you don't quit your job because you're on the charts. And I guess he felt a type of way, and he stopped calling. I was calling him. He wasn't answering and texting him. He wasn't responding. So, you know, wish him the best. Show must go on.
Yeah, I tell somebody else that last night. Tell a man, I said, I say, Eve, I'm working out here hustling, man. The music ain't paying. It ain't paying. They ain't paying like it used to pay, but you get paid in a major way doing this thing. We stay on every day. And got to do that. You know what I'm saying? You have a release time. Do everything. But it all pay off in the end.
Yeah, well, you need to check and see what the price is on that renting where Lady Fat was talking about doing that stuff at.
Lady Fat owns the building.
She bought that big old building.
And turned it into a nail shop.
She turned the big old, which building you talking about? I'm talking about
the Western Sizzler.
You know how big that building is?
I done told you, cuz she. That's why she doing the nails and thing in there, and then she gonna do live performances and stuff in the building. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
She ain't buying the building.
Atlanta type shit. When they do the nails shop,
they break them down in different sections and they charge the girl.
That man wanted $1.something million for that building.
But they charge the girl. They charge each girl that do nails or either do hair or do whatever. They charge them by the week.
They charge for their station by a week. Trust me, I was going to open one up. That's what I was telling Buddha about the car wash. They got a building, but that's what I said. I had to do a barbershop / nail shop. But that building, that Western Citizen, the owner wanted $1.something million for it.
When you come down here, you'll see her in the building, got it set up. I'm trying to tell you, something like a goddamn me, a club and a nail shop, like a goddamn me, a poetry bar.
Yeah, they must be renting it out, because I know that joker wanted $1.something million. That's the Chambers from Emmett. Them the ones that own that. They own that. They sold those local gringos, and they own the hotel right there by they own the Best Western and then the Holiday Inn, because I know their son real well. He's a little fat guy. He used to be in that those local gringos where I eat at all the time, and then they sold it out. Yeah, but that's what he wanted, because I was like, man, how much y'all want for that, man? He's like, man, that's like $1.something million. I was like, oh, hell no. They like the gas, like they wanted $300,000 for the gas light. I said, that's only a $60,000 building with the air conditioning unit.
They make money like that. They charge each girl per week. Like any girl wanted that got a nail business or hair business, the owner charging per week for being there.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying they ain't going to get no more than $100 a week out of nobody in hope. Unfortunate. But the Chinese folks got the best nail shop in the town, unfortunate, because they got the cheapest supplies.
Yeah,
that's why they win all over the place, because they can get their stuff straight out of China for the low. But
yeah,
I wish her the best. But like I say, that building, that man Chambers, he wanted $1.something million. That back when you remember back when they had that shooting, when Mark Nim was out there and he shot riding his car up. That's when
that's the building. That's the
They owned it back then. They still owned it. You know, them and Perry Campbell was their business partner, but Perry Campbell died. So the Chambers brother,
I don't know none of them people you're talking about, but I remember this stuff happened, but you asked about the situation. I'm just telling you what it is. It's on the flyer, everything that's going on in that particular building.
Yeah, I check it. Like I say, I check it out. Cause that building is that whole building. You been in there? Well, you been in there before? At the size of a light pole.
I'm just saying.
It's the size of two nightclubs.
It's the same one in Hot Springs. They made the same way.
In Arkadelphia.
A Hot Spring, because when Dirty Black did a listening party at the one in Arkadelphia. I mean, not Arkadelphia, Hot Spring. He did a listening party at the Western Sioux. That was back in 2005, 2006, somewhere in there.
I didn't even know they still had no Western Citizen in no Hot Spring. But, I wish her the best. You know, I supported her. I'm the one who took her record out there to Ivan out there in L.A. I mean, not L.A., out in Sacramento that time when he was with Quincy Jones trying to sign her. And she said, I'm full swing for life. I said, okay. She could have been on Quincy Jones records.
But that new album, she dropped to go hard, boy. Shouts out to Lady Fat.
Is it new or is it old material?
Brand new.
I'm glad to check it out. It's online.
No, they playing into the cars around here. She gonna release it that day of the thing. You know how she put them snippets out there. Everybody playing the shit around here in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been supporting her ever since, way back in the day, G. I bought two copies of them, made in some millions. I took them out to California and gave one to what's-her-name. He got me on the phone, said, get her on the phone now. I got $50,000 cash right here just for living expenses. And we're going to walk her to Quincy and get the deal because he was the in-house producer working on Tyrese's album. And she said that back in 2000 when I went out there with an 86 for Death Row. And she said, I'm full swing for life.
Hold on, I have to cut you out. I Heaven Love got the... Did she send you something, Heaven Love?
Did he have another woman or did he go to sleep?
No, he got to be
got
on.
One minute left. Got 1 minute left.
Have love.
He went to sleep, so...
Well, y'all, it was nice tonight.
Yeah,
hey, I appreciate y'all, too.
That's our episode of...
Oh, yeah, we're going to get you to come this way, Watermelon City. That's so I'm just put that on your calendar.
Then, what you say, March the 6th?
No, it's going to be probably in October.
Oh, yeah, October? Okay.
Yeah, put that fur coat on.
You got Jeff, what you call it? You got Jeff deal coming up too.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Shout out to Prince Jamal. Definitely going down. We got Major Weight. We're gonna have live radio broadcast. They coming in. K-Ham Radio be in the building.
Oh, for Jeff's event, they coming
down live broadcast. They looking for We're going to have them searchlights in the sky, them strobe lights in the sky in front of the building, red carpet is going down.
We way over 10 o'clock.
It's still going. I guess we got after hours. Yeah, that'd be good. Like I say, I hope we got a venue, but that's what I say. I don't know the players of the game. And Ryan, I don't fool with him either. Even though that's fam, I don't fool with him because he pulled that stunt. Told me to come pick the key up, and then he didn't, what you call it? Didn't even show up at the gas station at Tabs to give me the key. Me and his own first cousin, Key. I had the money. He wouldn't even show up to pick the money up. And they say it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
I knew you for to say that, Nick. For some reason. For some reason, I knew you for to say that. I knew you for to say some shit like that.
What a guy that was on the air, too. Where he at?
Who?
Who?
There was another guy on the air, wasn't it?
Now, that was Buddha acting like Allen.
That was me. That was
help, man.
That was me playing like somebody else.
He said, I don't want to be scared to change my tone. I'm going to tell you straight to your face, your mama face, your daddy face, your dog face. I ain't going to change.
Truly, you thought that was somebody else on the line for real, didn't you?
Hey. She thought you had Alan. She said, I got action. I said, I'm going to tell Alan the same way I told y'all.
I tried to test your skills, dude. I tried to try your bluff.
I said, I know that's your boy and all, man, but like I said, business is business. We had to...
Hell, we all related here. All them Sonora, them Phillips, all them everybody.
Man, I don't care. I slap my own damn cousin if they in the wrong.
God,
they know. They know. Ask them. They know it. You ask them. They're going to sit up there and say, yeah. He will. They know that. They know that. I love mine, Kim folks to death, but they know not to play with me. I had to choke cousin Kelly out. Kelly will tell you, cousin my grandma, I choked him out. They know how I get down. Ain't nobody going to say that I'm going to candy coat or water nothing down while I live. Now, after I'm gone, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. But while I'm here, I respect everybody. But this respect got two levels to it. I respect you. You respect me. You disrespect me, then you got to figure it out. That's it. We ain't got nothing else. What you call it, but I love my cousin to death. They know
if it's a war, they know I'm going to be on the front lines while they at home. But they ain't going to play me like that either. They know that. When they in the wrong, I'm going to put them in the wrong. When Mark used to get in the wrong, I go by Mark's house and get on Mark's ass. Mark, you in the wrong. When my cousins jump on their old lady, I'm on their ass. Hey, we don't get down like that. We ain't built like that. We ain't built like that to be jumping on a one. We built like to get on these niggas' ass. So that's why I just keep it like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Allen, he could be a good dude, but all he had to do was like, look, man, can I go in with y'all on the show? That's all Allen had to say. We would have said, okay, we can split this four ways. You know, we could have been like, okay, you just provide the building, and we split the money four ways. But we had I had $3,000 in my hand. I had four. My partner had three, and his partner had $1,000. All two guys from Red River just come back from over there in Kuwait, so you know they got money. You already know this. We trying to hand Allen the money right then and there. So we like, bet, we got the building. He want $1,000 for the whole building. He been charging my cousin, Angie, $450 for the building. But since it's me, he want $1,000. You see what I'm saying? My cousin was making the building for
him. I remember everything that happened.
And I'm like, well, now you want $1,000 from me because it's me, but you let everybody else rent it for $450. Okay, cool. I pay $1,000.
He rented by halves. Now the whole building is a different price. He just rented half the building.
Right, but he tried to say that, and we were like, okay, we got the money. You want the money right now? Oh, no, man, I'm going to have to go in and mop and do it. We like, man, we'll take care of all that. Huh?
You still going to end up spending $600 and away it go.
No, we wanted $1,000. We were going to pay $1,000. He said $250 for this side, $250 for this, $250 for this, and $250 for the VIP. So we said $1,000. He said, yeah. I said, okay. So I go reach in my pocket. And I'm like, well, we go ahead and pay you right now, man. But see, I got to go ahead and mop and this and that. Then we're like, so we going to set up our bar. Oh, that's another thing. I got to do the bar. You can sell food, but I got to do the bar. And whatever bottles that I don't sell, y'all got to buy back. We like, why are we going to buy some bottles back that you done bought and you couldn't sell? No, that's your bottle. That's how I operate. And they like, and plus you got to pay for the security. Said, no, we got armed security at Red River. They're licensed security, police officers. Oh, no, you got to use my security out of Hot Springs. That's $600. So we like, okay. So we like, okay, we'll go ahead and pay you now. Oh, I have to get back with you. Then he goes to Hustlers and tell Hustle, man, some dudes from Texarkana came down trying to do a Sell a Soul show, trying to rent my building. I didn't want to rent it out to them because I'm trying to wait for me and you to get our money up so we can start doing it every other month. So Hustle goes to Ruther. Yeah, Allen said some dudes came down from Texarkana trying to rent the deal out. I said, did Allen tell you that was me and my partner? Hustle set up and got quiet then. He damn near choked on a beer. He didn't know he was running his mouth and telling me that Allen didn't want us to rent it. So that's why I was like, okay, there's some bullshit in the mix. So I stopped fooling. Then we got that flatbed trailer for that country.
It wasn't about him not letting y'all use the building. Y'all dates were damn near lined up what they had already planned to do.
He didn't have nothing planned to do.
They were doing something.
He the one told us to come down. He the one told us to come down. He thinks some guy going to come down from Ray, Texarkana. When we done talked on the phone, he said, come down so I'll meet with you so you can check the building out. When we done told him what date, come on, Buddha. You can't be no damn lawyer, man.
I'm like, when I'm telling you what it was, I'm trying to tell you what it was. Y'all were booking the date that they were trying to lock down already. And that's why he told him. Cuz only had so much money, but y'all had a full deck and more. And he was telling them, he's like, man, I figured about just go ahead and do that. What they talking about, that we do this thing on another date. But they were like, you know how it went down, and that just wrapped down.
No. He specifically told us to come down. I told him, I said, man, it's punky, man.
what's going on, Allen? He's like, yeah, what you call it? So he told us to come down. We got there. His wife was there. And he said, I'll be there in a minute. So she's letting us view the building. We walking. I'm showing them the upstairs VIP and telling them where the bathrooms and all that. So they're like, oh, man, it's real nice. So Allen pulls up. We go over the details with Allen. He starts saying, this part is 250. This is 250. That back there to take pictures, 250. Upstairs, 250. So we said, that's 250 telephone. That's 1,000. So I reach in my pocket. I got trap money in my pocket. So I reach in my pocket. I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and pay you for the building. Okay. And then he goes over all the stuff about the security and all about he got to do the liquor. So we're like, okay, cool. All right, let's go ahead and pay you. Then that's when he said, oh, man, I got to hold up. So once you did that, you already knew what day. We told you what date already. We'd already told you the date. You told us to come down, meet with you.
Listen to me, though. I got that part. Everything you say, I'm not denying, disagreeing. I'm trying to tell you, on the sideline looking in, what the deal was, y'all had the money to do everything. He was telling Hustle, I'm probably just saying, fuck what we're doing and go and get that money y'all talking about. But they got that loyalty and they got that Mason and Cole thing jumping. He said, hold on, because they were both traveling. They were both traveling. He said, I'm going to hold out and go and do what you talking about instead. But did Hustle even do anything?
Hustle didn't have no money. Hustle tried to get him to sit up there and bring the Metron out there to the park. And him and Dr. Whatever, we're supposed to split the money and go half with me to get him out there to the park.
I'm talking about the sexy leg contest. I'm talking about they did the sexy leg contest. I got the flyer. Yeah. I just seen the other day. I still got the flyer. That's what it was.
Who did the sexy leg contest?
Hustle did the sexy leg contest.
Man, Hustle didn't even have no money left.
Well, Hustle did a sexual ed contest twice, got there.
Not when we were doing stuff. Hustle didn't have a quarter.
That was when y'all were talking about doing that Southern Soul. Nick and them were doing
the
sexual ed contest.
We tried to do the Southern Soul in 2000 and what year was it? 2017.
Sexual ed contest.
Not doing no sexual ed contest. That was way back in 2015
or something. Sexy leg contest, what we did. Everybody was out there because that's what DeYonco was out there, and they were out there fighting over there. Over
and
McCullough
ran over
there. He got the parking lot spinning them rocks. He
that
got the parking lot spinning them rocks and broke everybody's wind out. That was a sexy leg contest.
That was 2016, a year before. The year later, Hustle didn't have no money.
Sexy leg contest, both you. I'm telling you, man, what it was.
It's
I'm
not
sitting on the
when
porch
they, the they did. Hustle was flat broke 2017. Hustle was flat broke 2017. You can't convince me he didn't have no money. Wasn't no more Casey. Wasn't no more flipping no bowls and none of that. Ron
said him about that. That's y'all business. I'm talking about the sexy leg contest. With that day, y'all was finna do it. Al, you know me and Allen, cuz he had already talked to me about
it. It wasn't
no
same time, nothing. It was
Allen
told Hustle. Hustle can't hold water. Hustle said, man, Allen, some dudes came down from Texarkana and trying to get Allen's spot. Allen came and told me he didn't want to rent to them because he want me and him to get his money up so we can start doing the Selling Soul shows and stuff like every month. So I said, you
it
know what them guys in Texarkana was? He said, no, Allen just said some
it
dudes
wasn't
from Texarkana. That was me. And that's when he got quiet and went to sipping on his beer.
I was sitting on the porch with y'all. I was sitting there on the porch when he said, oh, I'm trying to tell you, man. And I'm trying to tell you, I was sitting, Allen called me talking about it. Allen went and told me, I didn't know, I knew everything going on. Bone be like in there, but he asked me about the security part. And he told me he finna get the bill. It's going to be a Southern show. I'm going to tell you what happened. Lady B. Brought old boy down here. She brought, remember Lady B came to Allen Place with the tour bus with
Hello. What's happening there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm up in here, man. I'm up in here.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening, Buddha.
Oh, who is this? All right, easy call. I feel it. Easy call.
Anyway, Lady B did that Southern show down here because she had a Avail Hollywood. The back seat, in the back seat. What's that dude got that Southern Soul song in my back seat?
Lamorris Williams.
Yeah, Lamorris Williams. Had Lamorris Williams. Avail, all of them came to Allen Place. She had a tour bus, brought all of them there. She brought two more other groups, Miss Charlotte. And some old people she
told me $25. She told me. Lady B told me. She
okay. All right. So you know I ain't lying. All that shit the same time, partner. I'm trying to tell you. All that shit. Because she the first
can
to bring
stop,
some
can
shit
I stop
down
the show
here.
And say, hey, Scratch, man. What's up, DJ
That's
Scratch?
Not even
How you doing, bro?
That's not even Scratch. That's Buddha.
Nah, this me hollering right here. I'm on Ancient Talk now. This Buddha Ali right here.
All right, Buddha. This talk, man. How you doing, man?
Oh,
my apologies, man. This talk.
Buddha, talk.
Yeah, man. My apologies, bro. I didn't know.
No,
you sound like Scratch, though.
Oh, but no, that was a whole year before. I did it tried to do it 2017. And then, like I said, he didn't even bring the flatbed trailer out there to the country. When we did the show, me and Keith went up there to him, and he said, just pay me for fuel, and y'all can use the flatbed for the stage. And we sat there and gave him the money for the fuel, and then he never brought the flatbed out there. So we had to pay another guy $150 to bring a lowball flatbed gooseneck out there to sit up there and use that as a stage. And that's why he was mad at Allen. He said, man, I grew up with Allen, man. We grew up together, man. And him to do me like this, I said, now I told you. I told you don't go over there. I never got out the truck. That day he went over there with Allen because I said, Allen did that with me back in 2017. We got the money in our hand for the building. That's what you do. But you felt it was me and felt like, well, they're going to get it and start doing it every month. And you didn't want that. All you had to do is say, man, no, I don't want to rent it to y'all. That's all you had to do. Be real with me. If you don't want to rent it to me, say you don't want to rent it to me.
Hey, right now he rent that building, and every weekend the Mexican cats be out there doing their thing. Every weekend they paying that $1,600. He just had it rebuilt since the ice storm. They out there probably tonight with their boots on. Boots on the ground, as you say.
Ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm finna be in charge, not in charge. I got access to this. My brother partner just bought the club down here, so I'm going to have access to that to do big shows. So I'm not worried about small potatoes no more. Things are looking up. They renovating the club now.
But that was all the same year, though, Pete. I agree with you saying. I know y'all had the bread and everything. Everything you're saying is a fact. But I'm telling you what happened with what the squirrel was.
See, my business partner, that's the one got the cigar lounge with my boy Juan. He the one got the cigar lounge
with
Red.
Yeah,
that's how they got that lounge because he got the bread. He got the spread. You see, I met him over at the King of Wings when they had the King of Wings. That's where I met him at. So me and him got cool. So once we got cool, he was like, look, man, you know, and I said, hey, shoot, man, how much you got? I was like, man, you know, I got this tucked away, man. He like, well, let's do a Selling Soul show. I'm like, okay, bet. He's like, what the venue? I said, I got one. My partner, Allen, got a building. So I called Allen, and he was, yeah, man, okay, come on, check it out. So you make these guys burn gas all the way down here, and you didn't want to rent the building out. You should have told us that over the phone. So you playing now. You playing with gas money.
Yeah, it happened for real. You talking real, it happened. I remember all this stuff.
And I would have never known he felt that way towards us. Had he not told Hustle and Hustle ran his mouth, I would have never known. But what's going on with you, Tope? We ain't going with this. What's up, Tope?
Man, we ice water, man. You know what I'm talking about? I guess I'm new to this one. This one right here, I'm new to. So I'm just listening. But we ice water. You feel me?
Oh, we talk about one of the partners, man. I tried to rent it out to do a show. And he got us coming way down there to the building to check it out and try to put the bread in his hand. Then he talked about he'll get back with us. Then went and told another one of our partners he didn't want to rent to us. You see what I'm saying?
Anytime you feel like a brother is hesitant, then you got to fall back.
Well, that's what I did. That's why I was telling Buddha. I was like, hey, look, man, I don't fool with him because all he had to do was tell me. He could have been like, hey, man, can I go in with y'all on this show?
And we would be like,
let me give you the number. Let me ask you a question. If I ask you if you got a dime sack of weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we at work, right? And I ask you if you got a dime sack of weed, right? And we go out to the course, right? We on break. And you only got a motherfucking gram. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give you my whole $10. $20. You know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, it's not there.
Well, like I said, somebody that you think is a partner of yours, you thinking, okay, this is my partner. He got a building. He rents his building out
I come from a long line of hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. You know, me too, but I come from a line of being real with me. You see, because I'm the type of person just like this. I'm like this. If you tell me come cut your grass, and I say I charge $60 to cut your grass, you say come cut it today. When I get over there and start cutting it, and then you tell me I ain't going to have your money till next week, then guess what? We got problems right
there.
It ain't going to be resolved until you get
the
money.
And there's a great possibility that I would take a trash can full of trash and just dump it all over your line. There is a great
possibility. What it was, folks, hey, this what Mr. Edward was doing on the cool. Now, all I'm saying, I'm trying to show what it was happening here was Mr. Edward and him had $1,000 to rent a building plus. The people that had wanted the building, Alan already told them going to do it, only had a certain amount of money. And Alan sort of already agreed to go ahead and do it. But he told them, hey, man, I might just say, let them go and do the Southern Soul Show that they talking about get that $1,000, you know, because you ain't got but this much money. So what Mr. Edward and them did, big money talk, small money sit on the ground.
I don't trust nothing until money is in my hand. When you put the money in my hand, then I trust what the fuck you talk.
I tried to put the money in his hand right there. I had four racks in my pocket.
Yeah.
I come from the trap era. I had four racks. My other partner had two, and my other partner had $1,000. That's how much money we had.
$4,000. So that's $5,000 all the way around.
No, that's $7,000. We had seven racks.
Seven all the way around, right?
That's what we had in the pocket. That ain't what we had at the house. That ain't what we had in the pocket when we went out to the meet with.
We ain't even talking about at the house. We talking about what you had when you was talking, right?
I'm talking about cash money in the pocket. I'm talking about faces.
Right.
You see? So
money, though. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It was loyalty over the money. That's what the dude was doing.
Right.
He said, well, I had already told you.
That's what I was saying.
That's why he didn't take $1,000. He was telling them, I want to get that $1,000 for pumpkin in him, but I ain't going to do y'all niggas like that. I'm going to get the six. I'm going to take
along $400
to count guys. Let y'all do the sex leg contest and get it over with. That's what he did. It was loyalty over money, man.
If we agreed on this,
you got a motorcycle in your yard.
He never agreed to let them get the building. He was telling me that
man
he had something else going on.
How much you want
y'all
for that motorcycle?
That boy didn't have but $350. Y'all had $1,000. But he had already told that dude he's going to do things for $350.
I can't yell. If I yell, then it's going to be way crazy, right? Because my voice is just. But I'll tell you this. In a very, very short synopsis, it's money talking, bullshit walk.
That's right. We had the money and nobody else did. But they still didn't rent the building. That's what I'm trying to tell Buddha.
Hello. So it's bullshit walking, man. So
right.
Let that bullshit
right.
walk. If I
understand what y'all saying.
Walking.
Both of y'all are right, but I'm still trying to tell you it was loyalty over money in that situation. On their brotherhood, on the shit they be on.
Don't work that way, whatever,
you know, no disrespect. I'm going to tell you this right here. If I speak to you about money, I need to have my shit in my hand.
I understand.
I need to have.
No, I got you on that because I'm trying to tell y'all what this deal was that Mr. Everywhere had with this guy who had the building and the people that were trying to do something before Mr. Everywhere even came about. They had more money than these people. They were buying the other people out. And he told them, I'm going to let y'all do the event. Because I already told y'all first. He said he was trying to hold out. He said, since I told y'all, I'm going to let y'all go and do the Six League contest instead of them doing the soul, Southern Soul Show they were trying to bring. That's all they was.
Was it Mini Rivers? No, I'm going to let you walk on by. Walk on by then. Walk on by. If what we came to an agreement with and what we spoke on and what we came to the agreement with, if you can't honor your agreement, you got to walk on by, bro. I'm going to leave that.
So
that's
what
I'm going to let you
with that man.
I'm down here in Florida. Hold up. Toke, listen to this. I'm down here in Florida now. If I told you, Toke, mm-hmm. come on out here, man. We're going to drop 3 videos. And you fly way out there from L.A. Mm-hmm. And then you get here and you talking about, man, I got to shoot somebody else's video. You knew that before you jumped on the plane. So before we drove out
that's
there, he should have told us he didn't want to be bothered with us.
Yeah, that's how they get beat up, and that's how they get killed. And me personally, that's why I don't move, because I need to have an understanding, a great understanding, well before I move. Because
well, he told us, come on down.
Move,
we gave him the date. We told him the date on the phone. He said, yeah, man, I ain't got nothing on my calendar. He said, let me check my calendar. He said, yeah, I ain't got nothing on that day. That's a good date. I said, when can we see you?
No, moving
I'll come
on
down
that.
This date. So when my partner pulled up on me, I said, hold up. And I go up there, go on my little deal and grab my little play money and took it and put it
I'm
in my pocket.
I'm really an old dude now. So, but I don't move on that. You feel me? That's like
right.
a drug deal going back. That's
well, the man, he was on an agreement like you said. He was on an agreement
that's
like you said. That's all that brother was doing. They agreed on doing that before them boys even missed that word.
He
came
getting
in.
Out and
just,
told
like,
us to come down. When we told him what we were doing, he should not have told us to come down to check the building out. If he had somebody else scheduled for that date, we done told him the date, he shouldn't have had them travel. Them boys travel 50 miles now. They travel from the Texas side all the way on over.
Now you got a person playing two ends against the middle. I don't fuck with shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. I left it alone. That's why I say I don't fool with the dude. He's got a nice place. I respect that's his building. But when we came down to do business was money transaction. I had the money right there in my hand.
I didn't want my ass
with that type of money.
Yeah, I don't know you brothers. Well, I know one of you brothers. But the other brother, like, I don't know y'all really like that, but I'm saying my point is this right here. If I make a pact with you, right, and I come to an agreement with you, that's our agreement even when we meet in face-to-face. You see me?
Right.
That's what it is. If me and my people get there, right, if me and my people get there and it change up, that could be a recipe for a bad fucking situation.
Yeah, you have.
That's why they didn't take $1,000. That's why he didn't take $1,000 from Mr. Everywhere, because he had already made agreement with this dude here. They had already had the flyers made up and everything. That's what I'm trying to tell him.
That could be a recipe for a bad situation. Bro.
That's the only
thing he
didn't take.
Just
got no money. You making flyers up and the man ain't even got no money to pay this man. You see what I'm saying? No matter what happened, you ain't got no money to pay this
G-ball,
man.
It's only a G-ball, my nine. It's only a G-ball. Everybody, if you got 5 people, let's say 5 people could put $200 in, right? And we're a conglomerate, right? We're a camp, right? So if everybody put in 2, bad. Nobody's losing anything. But if we get there and then the agreement is not honored, I can't fuck with it, bro. I'm going to fall back.
That's what I did. That's what I say. I would just... Like I said, you know, I looked at him like a cool partner. You know, I'd have known him forever and a day. But like I said, when it came down to business, he was about bullshit. You tell us over the phone.
I'll put it like this.
I mean,
he never finalized nothing with y'all. He just told y'all. He told y'all to come look at the business.
I'll put it like this here to you. Hey, have you ever been to jail, right? And then your dude on the streets is one hand, right? He ice water. You see me? My nigga cool. Ice water. He cool as fuck. You feel me? On the street. And then when y'all get into jail, he a whole different motherfucker.
Right. That's like Buddha. Somebody promised you a car, and they like, Buddha, when you graduate high school and you get C average, I'm going to give you a car. And you like, okay, Unc, I'm going to hold you up to your agreement, Unc. And then you graduate, your uncle say, yeah, nephew, I still got that car for you, man. You like, okay, appreciate it, Unc, man, with a key. Oh, it's going to be $1,500. You're like, Unc, man, I've been getting good grades for the last 4 years for you to tell me now you trying to sell me the car. You said you gonna give it to me. You said you can't change the game.
And not only did you sell me the car, but it's a lemon too.
Well, you see, that's you have it.
The motherfucker don't even work like it was supposed to work.
Once he told us the whole dynamics of the price of the building, I said, well, here you go. I reached in my pocket with the money, and he's like, oh, hold up on that. I got the mop and clean up and. And we said, oh, we'll do all that, man. We'll come a day ahead of time and work the car. Just get the key and do all that so we can have everything in order. I'll get back with y'all.
Smoke, man, but that's why the fuck
said,
I go to work. I don't do no more music shit like that, you know. And if you want me to do some music shit, you know, you actually have to pretty much pay me up front.
Well, I do
you
all
know,
paperwork.
I don't
when I do something, I do all paperwork. When I sit up there
now,
and I do
that.
Anything,
fuck
I all paperwork.
No, fuck the paperwork.
I got the paperwork. If you buy a beat from me, you're going to get some paperwork saying, okay, this is what you paid.
I don't
your
do
Lord,
no paperwork, bro. I don't do no paperwork.
Well, you're messing up in the
no
music
paperwork.
Game. You need to quit doing music. Let me tell you why. Once you go to a record company.
I did stop doing music.
Okay,
I did stop doing music. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But
because the record company
going to
say, you ain't got
for that. Oxtails and greens and nothing like that. And my wife got the old crock pot. You see me? They can't,
mm-hmm.
they can't put it in. You see what I'm talking about? They can't put it in that. You feel me? I can't eat off of hopes and dreams.
Well, see, the whole deal... If you don't sign paperwork and you go sit up there and do a song, then that producer, you can get hired. He can sue you and say, I told him he can use it at a talent show. I didn't say he can use it on a record. And your record company,
that's
you go ahead and pay him whatever you
I
want.
I don't do the song.
Right.
And
so
right
when you
now,
got the black and white,
I'm a little bugged
right now.
That's why I'm talking like this, because usually I don't talk. But right now, this is why I'm talking like this. But I don't do... hopes and dreams. I don't do paperwork. My wife, she fucking made me understand that. I didn't understand it at first, you know, because I'm thinking I'm being loyal to my people, and these niggas is not loyal to me. So I don't do hopes and dreams no more. I don't do none of that shit no more. You feel me? I absolutely don't do none of that no more. You understand? And I'm good. I'm good at what I do. But guess what? I keep my mouth closed. And unless you can afford me to open my mouth, I keep my mouth closed. Because this is what you're doing is hopes and dreams. I don't do hopes and dreams. I don't do hopes and dreams. I do what I know can, like, can my family eat off of this? Can I make something off of this so my family can eat? Other than that, it's hopes and dreams. I don't do hopes and dreams. I don't do no hopes and dreams, bro. I don't do no good faith shit. I don't do no, I pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. You know, I don't do none of that shit. I don't do none of that shit. If you're not going to pay me today for what you know I'm about to come and work on, and work, and it's gonna be finished when I leave the studio, right? When I leave the studio, this shit gonna be finished. I don't have to. Everybody could look me up. They know to smoke. Everybody could look me up. I don't do the good faith shit. Can you pay me today for the fucking hamburger today? You can't pay me Tuesday for the hamburger today. If I'm going to give you the hamburger today, I expect to be paid today, not Tuesday. You feel me? And that's where a lot of dudes get, I think, hung up. Like, nah, that's why I fell back off the industry. I was in the industry real heavy, too, need I mind you. And, nah, I fell back, bro, because these cats that got all this money, craziest part about a motherfucker being rich is saving your money. The less you pay, the more wealthy you'll be. Nah, I don't fuck with people like that, bro. If I come and do a service for you. If I come and do a job for you, do that. So if you got the studio, right, and if this cat got the building, right, and you got the bands, right, you don't expect a motherfucker to tell you, oh, you can't move in until Tuesday. Nigga, right. I just paid you everything for the goddamn situation right now.
Right. That's the point I'm trying to make.
You everything for the situation right now. So I should be able to move in right now. Not in a minute. Mm-hmm. Right now. I just paid you everything you needed. I covered everything you needed right now. A lot of cats don't like to listen to me talk because I speak in reality. I don't speak in hypothetical. I don't speak hypothetical. I speak reality. And if I brought you your money realistically right now, I assume that if I brought you your money today, I could move in the building today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're right, man. Everything you said, right. You don't do the paperwork, them hopes and dreams. That's how I be, man. I be on that without. That's how I be, man.
I don't live on hopes and dreams.
No.
I don't live on hopes and dreams. My big homie is a motherfucker player him. You feel me? Motherfucker that brought DJ Quick out and all these cats.
Yeah.
I live with the G. You feel me? Like, they didn't live off of hopes and dreams. They lived off of what was going on right now, today. Today. See, I can't be mad about what I can't deal with right now. I can't be mad about that. I cannot be mad about that. But I could be mad about it if I could deal with what's going on right now and it don't happen right now. You can't fuck, man, get the fuck out of here. You feel me? Get the fuck out of here. You feel me? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like good faith shit, it sounds good. It really does. And in a lot of brothers' perspectives, you would hope that it would actually treat you good. That shit don't work. No. Good faith shit, that shit don't work. Nope. It doesn't work. I'm going to digress when I say this, but I'm telling you 100. If you going and you put your money down for a studio, right, and a motherfucker say it ain't going to be ready till Tuesday, shit, don't get that nigga your money until Tuesday. Am I tripping?
No.
Well,
fine.
I'm like, yeah.
You gave that nigga, it's Monday, and you gave that nigga your money on Monday, and then Tuesday come, and the studio still ain't ready. Feel me? Well, that don't make sense. If I put my money up for something, I expect my money, okay, it's buying weed. When you buy a motherfucking 7 grams of weed, you expect to get your 7 grams, right? You don't expect the motherfucker to say, okay, I'm going to give you 3 grams a day. I'm going to give you extra 3.5 tomorrow. You don't really expect that. When you buy 7 grams of weed, you expect to get your 7 grams that motherfucking time that you spent your money on, right or wrong.
Always.
give me my motherfucking money. If I put my money on this, give me my money. I'm not going to buy 3 grams today and then come back tomorrow and buy 3.5 tomorrow. That doesn't even make sense.
You see, my whole mode of operation is, if me and you are doing business, we doing business, we going to handle business. We ain't got no time to bullshit. That's why a lot of rappers I won't even work with. If I know they're bullshit, I don't work with them. I don't care how much money they got because they bullshit. I got people calling me now about a website.
Said,
and they ain't got the website done yet, but they'll call me every week about the website.
It's something that you said. It's something that you said. You said business. Didn't you say business?
Right.
Everybody don't understand business. Everybody don't know what business even means.
But just like I say, don't call my phone unless it's business. Business is paperwork and money transaction. That's business. Business ain't wrestling word
that's
of mouth. Next Tuesday when I get
that's
paid.
Business.
No, call me next Tuesday when you get paid, when you ready to hit the cash out. That's the business. The other business, I'm going to get you the paperwork
you
saying this is the payment I'm ready.
When family come over to the house, I'll be like, it's family coming over. Do you know why I say I got company? Why I don't say I have company? Because company means we have a business agreement that's conjoined. That is a company. That is not motherfucking family. That is not family. That is company. That's like that's not company. That is a family coming over. So when you say I have company, I'm in my mind, I'm assuming we're going to have some type of business endeavors. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't fucking do business with my family. Company is a company. It's just what it is. People don't understand the euphemism of these words and these terms that they use. They just use them because motherfuckers gave them to them. But if I say I got company, I'm assuming that I'm dealing with someone that has a business endeavor. Do you get what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with just my sister coming over, my brother coming over, because that's not company. That is my family. You get what I'm saying? That's not company. Company, if you think about the euphemism of the word, it's a company. All right, my bad. All right, I'm done. I digress. I'm done. Not too many people want to talk to me, homie. And I don't really mind.
No, you making sense. I'm listening to everything you're saying. You're making sense, man. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm taking in the knowledge, man.
If I come and kick it with you, right?
It's making sense what you're saying. It wasn't any disagreement between the situation. I was just telling what had happened about it was agreement being made because they won't break the agreement. Even though they had $500 more than what the dude actually had or $700 more than what the dude had already, they had agreed on the agreement that they had already made the boy made the flyer. They made the money back when they did the section leg contest a little bit more, so it all worked out good. Mr. Edward and them still did so Mr. Edward applied.
If you guys made a contractual agreement, right? And that's called breach of contract. So who's lying?
There wasn't no paperwork
you,
involved. See, that's
because
the deal.
We
didn't even get to put the money in his hand. I pulled the money out, and then he started talking about he got to mop the building and clean up the walls and all that extra stuff. Just trying to find an excuse, and I was like, man, look, we got all that. My man telling me, oh, he said, I got my wife and her crew come in and clean up and decorate. Then he said, oh, man, I'll get back with y'all. Let me just get your number. I got his number. Let me get all y'all's number. I'll get back with y'all.
But
he gave him the number.
He never did say, let me say this, though. I know, like he said, family, we all family come to business in the transaction, but He never told y'all y'all can hear the building. He said,
listen,
come on. He's
picking people to work with his family.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I didn't know a lot of
what the total price was. All the specs about the, what you call it, I reached in my pocket to give him the goddamn $1,000 for the building.
Y'all can have the building, though. That's what I'm saying. He never said
what
that.
I'm saying,
he said, you got to come look at the building.
If you tell me, come
he
look
said,
at this
come
apartment.
Look at the building. Y'all had $10,000. Y'all tried to buy the agreement out. It didn't work. You got mad at everybody.
And
then when you find out who the agreement was made with, you really got mad because a nigga told you in your face accidentally because he didn't know y'all were the one buying the building.
Right.
To stop
but see, that's
going
what I'm saying to you. If you go to an apartment and you look at the apartment, they say, well, it's $850 deposit. And you say, well, here, I got all $1,700 right here. I'm ready to move in now. And then they say, oh, we'll call you back. Why are you calling me back for the money? What you wanted for the service is right here in front of you.
And once again, like the man said, the man went from break the agreement he had already had done with the dude. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You shouldn't even told us to come down because we told you what date. You said you had to check my calendar.
Then you
called me and said
it's
that
loyalty.
Date is available. So what, what's
the
issue?
He told y'all to come look at the building. Y'all did.
Available. When can y'all come look at the building? I said, what time y'all? They said, we can come tomorrow. So they came and picked me up, and I took them out there. So once
but
we get out there.
He going to let y'all have the building.
All right, so let me pivot.
I know that for a fact he never told y'all he going to get y'all a bill.
Hold down.
Why
hold
would
up.
You
Let
tell Buddha, are you going to go away to Texas, Canada, buy a truck, and then you get there and then the man talking about, I'm thinking about keeping it from
the look at the building. Y'all came down, look at the bill. Y'all had more money than other two. Y'all finna buy the shit out of
hold
New
on,
York.
Let me pivot. Let me pivot. And I'm going to fuck y'all up with this. Let me pivot. What profit of man to gain this whole world loses something? Uh-huh, yeah. I hear nothing but crickets.
You no, right, I hear what though. You said. What did you just say?
What profit of man to gain this world and lose his soul? If we are all family, we can come to some mutual agreement. Now, granted, hold down. All right, what profit of man to gain this world and lose his soul? Now, granted, You made this god dog pact with me. So we supposed to honor this. We got to honor this. Real niggas
got
honor
to.
This shit. You feel me? You got to honor this. You understand? But let me explain something to you. At the end of the day and the beginning of the day, we still family. So how can we move past this situation?
Well, once I see you kind of play me like I'm a fool.
That was 13 years ago, 14 years ago, and baby Cuz still chopping them up. And I'm telling you what actually happened to the A-Ram Major Flyer. The A-Ram and Major Flyer, Allen met us up there in Texarkana where the flyers are getting made. At the A-Ram spot to own the hotel in Mount Pleasant and the one over by McDonald's. His son got
right,
the hand of fire.
What's
that
happening, little cutty? All right, speak your piece. All right, big guy. Hold up, little cutty.
It's plain and simple. Look. Once you do me a certain way, we have no more business that we can do. Never. No more business we can do. A man will cheat on his woman 10 times before he feel guilty and vice versa. So once you do somebody one way, one time, then you know what it's going to be. That's just how it goes.
I feel where you're coming from. I understand exactly what you're saying, but that boy had $350. Y'all had $7,000. He said he keeping the word with his man. He's going to go with the $350. And he was able to pay the man back and everything. And
man, I'm
going to
fuck both of y'all up with this because I listen very well. So I'm going to fuck both of y'all up with this. Divide, you can conquer. It don't matter what situation. Divide, you can conquer. It don't matter what situation it is. If I could divide your situation,
I can conquer the whole motherfucking movement, right or wrong.
You right. That's
at the end of the day, and at the beginning, at the end of the day, and at the beginning of the day, we family, homie. Facts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm from California, my nigga. You feel me? No. But my father used to always tell me, anytime a motherfucker say but, it means some bullshit is about to come behind.
Now listen to me. Now that man had an option. That man had the building. He had an option of saying, hey, man, I ain't got no money like y'all got. But if y'all can cut me in, whether it's 25% or 33% or whatever percent, it would have been 25%, and I provide the building, y'all get the axe and stuff like that, and we just split the money, we could have did it that way. That would have been fine. He still would have been included in the mix. You see what I'm saying?
But let me ask you a question. I heard you out. Let me ask the question.
Call me down to come check it out. And men didn't want to rent it again with. You played with him.
How are we as a family going to come to a mutual agreement?
Once you leave that water in that bathtub, and you know everybody else got to come take a bath, but you didn't let the water out clean the tub, then it's a problem. There's a problem in the house.
13 years ago, I'm not mad at you, but you just defeated your whole shit.
Well, one, I'm going to say this. How can we come together as a family? We, and I'm going to include myself when I say we. You understand what I'm saying? Just so it don't seem like I'm a mediator. You feel me?
Right.
How the fuck can we come together and make this shit happen? We don't got to talk. We don't got to do shit. But as long as we have a mutual understanding, right, how in the fuck can we come together as a conglomerate and make this shit work for the family, not for individuals, but as a family? Because you have to understand, if something happened to you, right, especially if you don't have a what do they call that shit that you have, or your life insurance policy? So how in the fuck can we as a family come together and make this shit happen where it is like nothing and nobody can take this shit from the family? That's what I'm saying. For one, hold on, hear me out. For one, how can we come together and do that, right? And then for two, money and land and none of that shit should never divide a family, honey. Because guess what? From the womb, what do they say? From the cradle to the grave, listen, I love you since I was born until I die. So how in the fuck can we get past this bullshit? All right, I'm done.
Oh, we good. I'm glad you coming in right, too, because we is our family. We just be debating on this stuff, man, to keep the thing going and the topic going. But since then, we've been good, man. Everybody, you know. But with, like, Mr. Edward has helped out everybody. They do side-to-side swapping or put on the shoulder pads and block them. You know what I'm saying? But it's all to the good. He was wrong. He should have told them before they came down. But I think he wanted to come to get the building anyway.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no right or wrong situation. Just talk.
Oh, my God. You know, see, he just lucky that, you know, that things wasn't no treacherous, you know, situation, because then it would have really got ugly. See, I'm the type of person that I'm the most relaxed person, but I can get a situation real ugly real fast, you see, and then they ain't no understand.
If he told y'all, hey, man, y'all come on, get
bro.
The building, I'll
hold
be
we trying to neutralize it.
Buddha, if I ask you how much for your building, and you say, come down and check it out so I can show you. And we say, well, this is the date. This is what we're trying to do. This is the date. Oh, that date is available. And then you tell us how much it is, and we say, okay, here go the money. Then you say, oh, no, man, okay. You see what I'm saying? Now you done have people travel. They done pay gas to travel to go book the building. We done talked about the building over the phone. We done talked about the date. All we were trying to do is the price. So we got that and negotiated and had the money to pay, and then you backed out and went told somebody you didn't want to rent it to us.
Hey, all right, so let me be the mediator. So I'm saying, all right, Cuddy, check this out. All right, Cuddy, you my family. You feel me? You family. All right? I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I just want to come and hang out with you. You my Cuddy. Feel me? Like, fuck the land. Fuck all that shit, brother. Because one thing that the land can't do is replace us as individuals. So fuck the land. Fuck all that. Yeah, I'm talking about divide, you can conquer. This is the powers that be. They had that power, and that's what they did with us. We never were separated. We never were separated. We never separated. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so, okay, cool. Oh, you didn't give me this. Well, man, fuck that shit. All right, cool. Now, I'm not telling you to take an L. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm saying divide, you can conquer. So how can we come together and make this motherfucker, okay, 40 acres and a mule. You feel me? How can we come together and motherfucking put our money together and get that 40 acres and get them few mule?
Shit, I've been trying that forever and a day.
Well, trying to my father, my father's a Vietnam vet. And my father used to always tell me, you can't try to do something. Either you're going to do it or you're not.
Well, that's can't do it with people that don't want. If your teammate don't want you to win, you're going to be like Shaq and Kobe until they learn how to play together. You ain't going to win a damn thing.
Fact.
That's what
either
the problem gonna is.
Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it.
The teammates don't want to see me win, so they'd rather lose themselves than see me win by playing with me.
So my be all to the end all is how can we come together and make this shit work? Because I work like a motherfucker, but I put my little 2 cents. You feel me? I put that shit in there just so it could be a wedge, and then okay, yo motherfuckers, okay, easy call, all right, you know what I'm talking about, and then we can all come together in a situation. And then make it happen. Listen, I don't want nothing. Granted, my name is Tokina Ellis. Toke the Smoke, as everybody called me. Toke. Everybody called me Toke. All right. So just so y'all know. But I don't want to fucking see family go at each other. That is ridiculous. Divide, you conquer. And that's what these motherfuckers been doing from the gate. They've been putting families against each other from the gate. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying, what can we do to alleviate this problem? To just, this is not even the issue no more.
That's what I'm, we just chopped up. This shit happened about 15 years ago. We just still breaking it. Mr. Elway, I understand what Mr. Elway is saying every time.
It didn't sound like it happened only a year ago.
No, it happened 2017.
Like it only happened a year ago.
No, this 15 years ago. This is about 15 years ago this shit happened.
2017.
You're supposed to be over this shit. What the fuck is wrong with it?
That's
Mr.
Elway holding the grudge on everybody. That shit been
over there. No, like I told him, I'm going
to
tell anybody, if I don't do business with you, I don't do business with you. I don't care if your mama was the cafeteria lady in school who used to make them good-ass brownies. I still don't fuck with her son. Point
if
blank.
If a nigga pull a gun out on...
What's that word y'all saying, Lord?
Pull a gun out on... Hold on. Let me just land right quick. If a nigga pull a gun on and one of you motherfuckers, you see me? All right? It's not going to be 100 with me. And I'm going to motherfucking be like, nigga, one of these niggas got to get shot. Somebody got to get shot, and I'm shooting the nigga that got the gun. Because y'all my family, motherfucker. Are you stupid motherfuckers not paying attention?
I feel we family. We all family. That's why I'm trying to tell him, Toke.
Pardon my youth. This happened 13 years ago. And if it happened 13 years ago, why in the fuck does it sound like it just happened last week?
Because you're a blog talk radio.
It happened 6 years ago, but like, let me explain to you. Buddha was telling we were trying to find some buildings
y'all
for Trulia to perform
homie.
At.
Like, real
and
shit.
And he was throwing
like,
out the names of some buildings. Listen, let me explain.
I'm talking to my cousins, my first cousins, and shit like that there. And I'm like, man, y'all niggas is crazy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
We were trying to find a venue for Trulia to perform up there. And when he was naming out buildings, I said, I need to be the owner of the building, because if I don't fuck with the owner of the building, I don't fuck with him, period. Business or no business. That goes for anybody.
Right.
Everybody out there in the internet world and in the radio world, that goes for anybody. If I don't fuck with you,
I ain't in the internet world.
I don't fuck with you. We won't make no money together.
I'm on Trulia line right now. I'm on Trulia line. I hear True, Miss True. I hit Miss True, and I was like, Miss True, you going to tap me in? Tap me in. Because I got tapped in with JoJo. You know, I used to get tapped in with JoJo.
Yeah, so when she told me, when Buddha was trying to name off some buildings, and I was like, no, I'm not going to use what's the name building, because that incident, once I don't fuck with you no more, we not coming back across the bridge sitting up there talking about we going to share each other's peanut butter sandwich and Lil Debbie case. It ain't none of that going on. I stand on principles.
Yo,
and if I feel you don't try to do me some type of way, then you going to do it again. So I just said,
Mr. Edwards, he just said across the bridge.
No, I was saying when you said the ice castle, I said who is the owner of that ice palace? Because if I don't fuck with them, I don't fuck with them. So that's why I said find out.
No, I didn't say ice castle or ice palace.
No, not you, Buddha. Buddha. I was talking with Buddha earlier.
Cool.
Like, I was asking him the name of the building. That's like
we talk about
soap. If you don't fool with somebody, right, and somebody say, well, what's the name throwing the party, and you don't fool with that person, are you still going to that party?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. Mm-mm. We done solved that right there. That's why I
said,
if somebody tell me
the
owner of a building,
bro.
And they say, what's the name on that building, I don't fool with him, I'm not going to put no money in his hand, knowing that I don't fool with him, business or personal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with that with this little lady.
Right. So
let me give y'all a scenario. Let me give y'all a scenario right quick. Right. So I always go to work. I go to work. Right. And so my thing is, the little lady at the job is only about 2-3 years older than my youngest son, and this motherfucker tells me, "Don't backtalk me." Hold down. Wait a minute. Okay? I am from California. For real, not for me. I'm born and raised in this motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? So for this little lady tell me, don't talk back to me, I'm thinking, not to mention I'm old enough to be her father. You feel me? So I'm like, who are you talking to? I didn't cuss her out. I didn't say any cuss words to her. I didn't say anything that I would consider derogatory towards her. You understand? But one thing I think with the brothers and Miss True on the phone is, if you are no older than my child, there is no way you could reprimand me. You can't reprimand me. What are you going to reprimand me? how the fuck are you going to tell me what I can and can't say? Do you get what I'm saying? So, for that fact, is what I'm saying with you guys is, y'all family at least, damn, at least y'all family.
That's cuz, hey, that's cuz going way back in time. This the thing on the building with Mr. Airware control things everywhere. And that's what he's trying to do, and I'm trying to tell him, relax, because we got this. And when it's time for him to control the situation, we're going to let him control the situation. That's why I was trying to tell, yes, one builder, they done turned into a wrestling ring.
Yeah, and Cali,
they had another
niggas don't move like that. You'll kill
the Mexicans
on that Cali,
building
homie.
Out there in there.
I know niggas that done shot their own brothers and shit in Cali. Well, I'm from California. I'm born and raised here. It will kill you. Like Chicago. Like Houston, Texas.
That's worth the word.
Like any motherfucking...
It ain't that serious, though. It ain't that serious, though. That was 13 years ago. He can't get over it.
But what I'm trying to...
He don't fuck with nobody.
Right. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's not that serious to say, damn, we still family. You feel me? Because I know motherfuckers that done made amends and still fucked over their family. We still family, you know what I mean? My big brothers, bro. You don't think I... What? My big brother. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm like, dude, we come from the same mother and father. Like, come on, man. You got to slow down for a second at least. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, divide, you can conquer. What they fucking put in our heads is we can kill each other and it ain't shit. And I always teach my sons and everybody that I talk to, I said, killing niggas is easy. Living with it is the hard part. Stop me when I'm wrong.
Hey,
you right.
Killing a nigga is easy. I'll knock your motherfucking block off. But then when I go to sleep, now I have to dream about me knocking your block off. Now I got to live with that. I have to live with that, bro. You feel me? Everybody, oh, you a killer, you a killer. Nigga, fuck that. Fuck that. Ain't shit to a killer, man. And it ain't nothing to a killer. A killer is more persecuted by a motherfucker than a motherfucker that's been raped. You feel me? Because you ain't killed this nigga. Now you live in this motherfucker's face in your head over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Right or wrong?
You're right.
That's that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I think rapists and pedophiles, I think they're supposed to be the ones that should be killed first, to be quite honest with you. But the judicial system doesn't work like that. But I'm saying, damn, you gonna put me against my own goddamn cousin? Now I gotta kill my cousin. You feel me? And now I gotta see this nigga face every night when I go to sleep, and now I can't sleep. That's that. Stop me when I'm lying. Only thing y'all got to do is stop me when I'm fucking lying, man. So, granted, we don't always fucking agree. But how can we come to some type of grounds of mutual agreement? How can we mutually agree with this bullshit? All right, cool. All right. So I felt like you got me for $1,000. You know, we're going to get this building and situation number 9 and everything like that here. How can we do that? Because if I kill you, listen to what I'm talking about, man. If I kill you, my nigga, I'm going to
see you every night in my dreams.
Okay, I'm tripping. All right, Tony. You tripping. All right.
But it's all good. Like I said, yeah. I was just trying to locate a building for them to try to do a show for Trulia. So, you know, get local artists and have her give her
a... Miss True 100. But the reality is if we can't fucking come together, bro, ain't no building going to come together for her. That's fact. And my dad used to always say,
and you know, I was raised with the boxing shit, you know, and all the self-defense shit. My dad used to always tell me, you hit a nigga 3 times and you'll knock him out, kill him. If you hit a nigga 3 times, you'll knock him out, kill him.
12 oats going towards Blevins.
You can't do that with Miss True. She has to feel safe where she going. You feel me? And I ain't got no motherfucking stalking that shit. I'm married. I've been with my wife for 25 years, Tony, and I love my wife. She is so beautiful. And she is beautiful, to be quite honest with you. He's wise. You know what I'm talking about? But dig what I'm saying. If we had a club, bro, and we can't even keep her safe, how the fuck is we going to keep us safe? You know what I mean? Everybody got guns. Y'all niggas is in Texas. Nigga, I'm in California. You know, the gun laws out here is way different than Texas. Hey, way different than Texas. You know, you can call with a gun out here. Especially if you got a full clip. You get about 5-10 years for each goddamn bullet.
When she come down, she gonna be in Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah, right outside Texas County, Little Rock.
Arkansas? Like where? Like President Clinton?
Same town.
Yeah, that's where she gonna be at. Bill Clinton hometown where she gonna perform at.
I don't know if I want to come out there. Because you can't even carry a gun out there. Then two, niggas can kill you out there. You know, I'm from the 80s. So
ain't
I understand the Ku Klux Klan.
Ain't nobody gonna bother
I'll
you out
there.
I'll
kill a Klansman. I will kill a Klansman.
They don't get down like that in that part. You gotta go
so
up there by
I'm on the airwaves. Y'all motherfuckers is recording. I'm on the airwaves saying I will kill a Klansman. You goddamn right. I'm from the 80s. Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure will. Yep, I sure will. I said again, if y'all didn't hear it the first time correctly, I will kill a Klansman member, nigga, because you're not going to do that